It's $25 for endless shrimp. It's crazy. They shouldn't do it. It's nuts. Zach, I'll go today, doggy. Endless fucking shrimp. It's
we
so
should
good.
Find Those out waiters where hate they that get this so shrimp much. From, though.
Why do they hate it?
Because they have to make so many extra trips, and people yeah. never tip extra.
They never.
I tipped
never,
extra.
That was nice
My
of
tip
you.
Was suggested was $26. I gave that bitch 30, dude. He Whoa. Almost wow. broke down in all tears. Right. He all never gets more than the suggested tip. Right.
Someone just like threw shrimp at him. Yeah. He was like, make it rain.
Dude, this guy was like, yo, I swear to God, he was like, yo, thank you so much. Yeah. He was like a white guy with like, he didn't have cornrows. He had like the only way to describe him would be the corn with the K braids, like they come out
a little bit.
He had head from corn.
Yeah, dude, he had cornrows, but like that type of cornrows. He was like a wigger, but he was like, he had a little bit of black in him, but he was much more.
There yes, he is, dude. Yes.
He was much more a wigger than fucking.
So he was like stuck in the 90s.
But no, but he was like a poor. Like a guy who does kratom and sells weed sometimes, like
Red Lobster,
they were Cheddar Bay Wimp biscuits.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last bank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby! It's the Real Ass Podcast live here on Monday mornings on the Gas Digital Network. Monday afternoons, technically, right? 12 noon Eastern. Sharp, as always. Love being a fucking show that just fucking really, you know, being on time is important. It's a priority. It has been for a long time, and it will be for a long time.
Prompt is what you are.
I'm prompt. I like that, dude. You fucking are. Prompt, dude. Prompt. That's some fucking computer talk.
Prompt with a hard T.
You're early. Fucking
prompt. I am early. This is 4 minutes. Wild. At least 4 minutes early. This is wild. Welcome to the show. Zach D'Amico is taking a shit right now in the bathroom. He'll be with us in just a few minutes, guys. You guys, if you're watching live, thank you guys for being here, watching live on the Gas Digital Network, gasdigital.com. Make sure you guys subscribe. Use that promo code RAP. Unlock thousands of hours of racist, sexist, fucked up podcasts that are really not available anywhere else in the world. Very excited to, if you guys are subscribing, this is the time to subscribe, guys. We're expanding the platform, doing lots of fun things just for subscribers for this platform. So make sure you guys support and subscribe. You guys get many member benefits. You unlock thousands of hours of podcasts, not only this show, plus the Legion of Skanks and all these other shows. Plus you guys get access to the Racist Live Chat. Hitler's finger says Lewis is an N-word. Zach's going to die in Classic. 3 years says he likes this Jew broad. There we go. It's very.
You know I'm Jewish right away?
Definitely. Are you
really?
Kidding me?
His name was Hitler's finger.
I thought you said he likes this Jew broad. I thought he meant me.
No, yeah, that's who he's talking about. You. We can tell you're Jewish, yes. Yeah.
That's so disappointing.
Why?
What?
It's not a bad thing. Jew brothers
are
hot.
I don't look Jewish, though.
You do.
I do?
You do. I mean, my skin's burning.
Yeah.
My Lord, and Savior,
Jewish?
Jesus. Your hair, your
this
face.
Is red. My face?
Yeah.
Look at my nose, though. That's a good slope.
Turn to the...
It looks like you've had work done.
No, I haven't had any work done. No work done.
Even though it's a nice nose, I can still see some Jewishness. Yeah. It's just in there. What
he
do you want me to say?
He did the complaining?
He's like Christoph Waltz.
I came in, I was shivering. I was like, it's fucking freezing out.
She's like, it's too cold. It's too cold out there. It's too hot in here. What's going on? Why is Zach shitting? It was a lot.
Yeah, she went,
how
is he doing?
Got IBS?
That was not good.
Look, we're very, very excited about today's show. This is gonna be, it's a new era, a new dawn, new day here at the Gas Digital Network. So make sure you guys subscribe. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Unlock thousands of hours of this show. Two incredible guests, as always. Zach will be with us in just a second. From the End Podcast, Ryan Shaner back on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so pumped to be here.
What's up, doggy?
How you feeling, buddy?
Chilling, baby boy.
You look good. You came in really jovial.
I'm fucking in a good mood, dude. Yeah,
why are you in such a good mood?
I'm just fucking. I love.
Because usually you storm in, you have your fucking shoulders up, your fucking.
I love live entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't.
Just one of my things. Also on the show, for the first time ever, Get It From My Mama podcast. You can check her out on that, ladies and gentlemen. Tori Piskin.
Piskin. Like what they used to call me in kindergarten. Piskin. I was like,
Tori,
fuck you,
Piskin.
Little kid.
To be fair, I call all Jews Piskin.
Yeah, that's pretty
that's the thing that it's a weird
it's
thing.
It's a really good last name.
My
for
mom
comedy.
Taught me. Yeah, it is.
For comedy. If I wasn't in comedy, it'd be, I need to get married now.
Yeah, Piskin is a great name for a comedian. By the way, I didn't even make the connection until I said it out loud and started calling you Piskin, and yeah. It rules. It's fucking
a good,
great.
It's one thing away from foreskin. It's fucking very close. It's very close to foreskin, but
yes, which
you had to drop that.
The Jews,
that
the
out.
Jews love the foreskin.
They
well, they don't,
sure
they don't
do.
Love it or they hate it.
You know, when I was younger, I used to get so confused by circumcised and uncircumcised. I still, to this day, my brain.
You don't know which one's which?
No, I don't know. I'm dyslexic, so I get confused. I have to see visual. So
have you ever
don't
been
bring
disappointed
dicks,
when
but...
someone's like, yo, I'm uncircumcised? Like, thank God.
Yummy.
No, I always in college was like, what's to my friends? Like, what's the good one? What's the bad one? But I was asking my friend who was British.
Oh, no. Oh,
so
yeah.
She liked the bad one of America, but I didn't know that.
When you meet a girl who's like, oh, I'm into uncircumcised, you're like, who hurt you?
Yeah.
What happened to that gal? No gals are into uncircumcised. I won't say which one, but one of my exes was, and it bothered me.
Really?
It was equivalent to her dating a black guy.
You know what? You can always tell when they're eating hamburgers with the wrapper still on. Those chicks are really into if you see a chick doing that, they are into uncircumcised.
And they don't notice when they eat a little piece of paper.
They're
psychos.
Like, she would say to you like, "Oh, she looked at your dick and was like, oh, I'm into uncircumcised."
No, it's not even that. We just had an honest conversation about it, and she was like, "Oh, no, I'm like into like uncircumcised," but almost like.
Like, weirdly.
Yeah, like, oh, I almost feel like nobody's into uncircumcised. The same way that, like, guys are into feet, women are into uncircumcised dicks. Like, nobody's into feet because it's hot. We're into feet because they're gross. Like, they smell and they're in a shoe and they're like.
Uncircumcised do smell.
Right, so I think that's a similar thing.
You gotta clean them, though.
My first boyfriend in high school was uncircumcised. It was the first penis I ever saw. And I remember just being like, huh. And I just didn't know anything else. And then later,
and then
I kept
later
seeing more. And I was like, oh,
dicks.
So they're not all smelly.
Yeah, they're not all smelly smegma. But honestly, my dick was smellier when I was younger.
Yeah,
dude.
You had the smegma of cut,
I had smegma. Yeah, if you've ever been cut, smegma is the real thing, boys.
It's uncut.
We would call it tuna dick. Me and my friends would be like, why does my dick smell like tuna? Like, we don't shower. Oh. We're disgusting boys.
Your
dick
but as a Jew, I love tuna.
You do?
I don't know. Maybe I like the uncircumcised.
I have vodka cock.
Uh-oh, yummy.
You had a fish scarf around that tip, dude. That's fucking gross.
Nasty as fuck. Look, let's do our plugs. Let's get him out of the way. So waiting for Zach to be done taking a shit.
Man, that's a big one.
So hard,
yeah,
dude.
We were about to go on air. We fired it off and he was like, oh, I got a shit. I was like, dude, let's just fucking go. And then I'm kind of regretting it now. He said 2 minutes. Shatter, what are you plugging on?
You can catch me anywhere you get your podcast at The End Podcast with Ryan Shannon. Check me out on YouTube or anywhere else you download your streaming crap apps. You can find me on Instagram at Shanner Cobbedy, SHANERCOBBEDY. And make sure you call the hotline for The End Podcast, 833-443-5300. Thank you so much, Lewis.
Tori Piskin already jumping in, fucking vibing with everybody. Cool chick. Not intimidated. A lot of people meet me and they're intimidated. They're like, this guy's a big fucking deal.
No, I saw your freckles and I was like, he's sweet.
You know what? Now she's flirting. This girl just got a fucking invite. Holy shit.
Dude, that's the Jew charm. Don't fall into that. That's Jew tricks. That's Jew tricks.
If I stare in her eyes, I'm going to turn into stone.
I see your nose getting bigger.
My mom would tell me about the Jews. She warned me about the Jews when I was younger.
Really?
My mom was unapologetically anti-Semitic. We'll get into
it. She didn't do it. She didn't do her plugs.
Thank God I bring out my Jewish star. Yeah.
She didn't do her plugs.
No. My mom is dead. Don't worry.
All right.
Thank God.
Well, do you like her?
No. Don't worry.
Okay, then we could talk shit about her.
Exactly. We
could
talk shit about her.
I didn't know the vibe.
She hit me a lot. She fucked me up a lot. I've forgiven her, not while she was alive. I let her die with that guilt. But yeah, after in death, she believed in Jesus and all the fucking.
But she hated Jews.
She
who didn't? You know,
I mean, come on.
If you believed in Jesus, most people hated.
Yeah, honestly, it's okay.
We're just
okay. Like, we don't have to talk about your mom.
No, I don't care. We can talk about my mom.
Talk
all
about
the
that
long,
con.
Right? Talk about that bitch, dude. R.I.P.
Worse.
R.I.P. Fucking good riddance. Good. We'll stomp on her grave, dude.
Where is it?
is unmarked. I swear to God.
What do you mean unmarked?
I've never bought her a gravestone.
He never pissed
on it. That's so mean.
It's an unmarked grave.
Is she just in a hospital? Like one of those cold hospital rooms that they like the CSI where they pull it out and that's
they pull it out and it's like, hey, mom, I'm going to put it back in.
She's just stuck in there?
You just wrote Gomez on her forehead with shit?
No, she's buried in a plot with my grandma who also doesn't have a... My family's poor as fuck and I'm not going to skip a Jamaican trip one year to fucking buy my mom a headstone. That's psychotic behavior.
How much is a headstone?
She would rather me go to Jamaica. It's thousands of dollars.
What? Jamaica?
You could
A headstone and Jamaica. They're both thousands.
Just
you gotta pick
rock,
one of the other.
Just get a rock like a dog.
My mom always says, she's like, I don't care. Cremate me. And then my mom wants me to do this thing. I don't know if it's a Jewish thing. She wants me to take her ashes and make it into a necklace. And she goes, that way I can be with you every day.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, that's the least thing I want. No. I don't want to have you on me for the rest of my life.
No.
Anytime I eat food, I'll just hear the... Her Jewishness coming from the necklace, being like, don't eat that.
You know what you should do? You should cremate your mom, donate her to a church, and then on Good Friday, people could fucking do the ash thing on people's forehead with your mom's Jewish body.
Oh, no, this is too sad now. No,
it's not sad. It's fucking hilarious.
Or you could donate her to that people who blew their accidentally had their grandma blown up on that fucking for that military shit. You heard about that.
Did Tori do her plugs?
No,
what are we doing, Shannon? What are we fucking doing here?
You kept cutting her off.
Oh, she's trying to fucking plug. Just plug, Tori.
Okay, I'll plug. Well, I have a comedy special out called Prettiest Girl at the Special School, and it is on my YouTube channel. It's also on 800 Pound Gorilla. You can check me out on social on Tori Piskin. That's Tori with an I, P-I-S-K-I-N. I'll be in Connecticut Saturday, December 16th, and Seattle January 11th. And I'm Jewish.
She's Jewish. We got no problem with it here. I have no issue with it. My mom, look, she might be rolling over in her grave right now. The amount of Jews that we have platformed on this network, it's crazy.
Thank you.
Dude. People call us Nazis. We're regularly platforming Jews.
Oh,
so come see me live. Come see me live.
Just putting Jews on the platform sounds a lot very Nazi stuff.
They control the platforms and the fucking...
Uh-oh.
Can you make it stop raining this week? Hello?
Thank you.
I'm trying.
Lots of live stuff coming up, guys. Go to lewisofskanks.com. The Meaty Ogre Tour coming to a city near you. The dates are all going up right now on the website. In January, I'll be in Emmaus, Pennsylvania. I'll be in Key West, Florida. I'm coming to Saratoga Springs. I'm coming to fucking Poughkeepsie. I'm coming to Tampa, Florida, Des Moines, Iowa. I'm going all over the fucking place, guys. And we're just adding dates nonstop. The links, as they send them to me, I'm adding them to the website. So look out for your city. If you guys don't see a city that I'm coming to, hit me up on social media, Luis J. Gomez on Twitter, at Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Let me know where you want me to come and hit up the fucking comedy clubs as well. Request me. Let them know you want me to come and see me. It's all brand new material. Nothing from the last two specials I'm doing on this next tour. It's a lot of crowd work. And make sure you guys support it. And ladies and gentlemen, the King Zach Amico is done taking an 11 minute shit.
An
11 minute shit, dude.
It's okay. Don't be mean to him. You gotta take a shit.
I'm not being mean. You gotta drop a dookie toot.
I had to say it was shit.
Tori is killing it, by the way. Here's the thing. A lot of times, gals come into this environment, and the fans, look, they're hateful motherfuckers.
Really?
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
They're mean?
But they're great. They're good.
They can be mean to chicks, but they will either love you, and if they love you, it's like they will fucking take a bullet for you.
Uh-oh.
Or they hate you, and that means they will shoot you with a bullet.
Oh, no, I don't want to be shot.
Yeah, no, you don't want to be shot, but you're killing it right now. Zach, how are you, my friend?
I'm okay.
Good. That's fucking...
I'm a little ill. I have a bad cough.
No. Well, don't cough on me.
Oh, honey.
I'm trying not to.
Don't fucking...
Fantastic. This is how contagion started at a podcast. It just
actually, I'm getting...
Oh, no.
That's Jewishness in me. He says something
happy,
ill.
Happy
and it comes
Hanukkah.
To me.
Oh, I'm really horny too. Oh.
You're horny and cough?
Yeah.
That happens though. When you're horny, sometimes when you're sick and tired, you're also horny. Why does that happen to the brain?
Because you're home by yourself all day.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's also your body trying to procreate before you die.
And it's also, I don't know if this is the truth for gals, but when I get sick, you're right, I do get horny, but it's like almost like some sort of like nostalgic reaction to me being a kid and just being home from school
and getting a thermometer up your ass. That's what it is. You're like, I'm kind of turned on right
What's
now.
What's happening right
I wish
now?
Someone would shove something up.
No,
there.
But you'd be home from school and you would just. I bruised my dick up, dude.
Really?
Like my dick looked like a prize fighter. I would go to town it. Just 6th, 7th grade. Like
your balls are saying, throw the towel.
I had a problem.
He's not enough.
Come on.
Cut me.
I had a mass. I started like touching myself very young.
Hold on, Shannon.
I had to go
hold
to
on,
therapy.
Shannon. Hold on, Shannon.
Here
put the,
we go.
Can you put the sexy music on just for 1 second? I'm sorry. What were you saying, Tori?
Well, I said basically when I was younger.
Can you say it in somebody else's voice somehow?
Can you also put on the fucking Hanukkah song while she does this too? Can you put
is that
on?
When I started someone touching else, myself?
What do you want me to do? You want me to do like this voice?
That's kind of hot in its own way.
I touched
but you have
it
to,
and
but
then I rubbed it and then I touched it and then I bust that.
But
nut.
That's like
and Tori only had enough one lube, enough lube for one night.
So Tori, no, like it's kind of hot, but it's like
Master Benora, dude. That would be
what other voice?
The same way, like that Jewish voice would be hot. The same way that like people are into a foot. It's kind of like
oh
it's,
my god,
it kind of stinks.
Jewish broad so voice like fetish.
Yeah, you're not like into it. It's like you're like
if you're into it, yeah. I
the only difference is feet have soles.
I know.
Wow. Hold on, guys.
It's a lot of soul talk today.
I'm giving myself credit for that. When I created you,
I created you,
Zach.
Could you do like a 1-900 Jewish voice thing? If you
oh, sexy? Yeah, but I still like have sexy. To be Jewish.
Yeah, but that's what gets...
Okay, let's go. Is that something? Is that better? Or what about? Or what about like more like deep?
No, be more like nasally.
Nasally?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like that?
Not too far.
I also love
how
she really is that's fluent in
Drescher.
All annoying Jewish dialect.
I could be whatever annoying you want.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, not Fran Drescher, but Janice from Friends.
Yeah.
Oh, Chandler.
Okay,
how was
that? That was good.
A little bit.
Look, the boys in the racist live chat like it. They like it. What do they say?
What is
fucking,
little Hitler saying? What was that one called?
Hitler's fingers. What was it?
Hitler's finger.
Hitler's thumb. Fingers. It was some weird one.
Thumbs up from Hitler's finger.
Hitler's trigger finger.
Yes.
All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors on the show, which is Send It Sups. I'll tell you right now, if you're anything like me, you want to be at the top of your game, you want to crush your goals, dominate the competition, and come out on top every single time. With Send It Sups, you can do just that. And Send It Sups has one mission in mind, and that is to caffeinate as many hardworking Americans as possible. And they've chosen the best way to energize, which with a dippable pre-workout, because shaker cups just suck. Zach, you like dips. I'll tell you right now, this is a way to get energy while dipping. Best of both worlds.
Very excited. It was actually founded from a firebase in Syria. Send It contains 8 pouches per tin, patriotically packed with 300 milligrams of caffeine per pouch. And the best part, Lou, no water, no bathroom run. So instead of having a big shaker full of pre-workout and having a piss the whole time, just throw a little dipski in.
Love it. Very, very cool. Really cool product. We love this. Everyone loves Send It Sups. Teachers, cops, firemen, shift workers, everyone, all hardworking Americans love Send It Sups. And you do too. Right now, all you got to do is go to senditsups.com. senditsups.com and use the promo code REAL. Promo code REAL when you check out to grab a special discount. Once again, that's senditsups.com, promo code REAL. All right, where were we?
So anyway, you were saying your first dildo, you made it out of
play. No, it wasn't a dildo. I just did it really early and my mom took me to see a therapist. Because
how,
she was concerned.
Was
like
how
7.
Early? 7. That's how early I started masturbating.
And I would make my friends
come.
No, I would make them wear diapers. I was a very strange child.
You would make your
I know
friends
I look
diapers.
Normal.
Yeah.
But I would make my friends, I would put them in diapers. Because I thought it was
fun.
To play house. But I wanted to see their private parts.
Wow. So it was just to get them naked. You were being manipulative. You were doing what every man does.
I know. I look like young and innocent, but I'm secretly.
She's a monster.
Dude, when I was 12, we would actively try to peep.
Yeah.
Like we would search for windows for naked people. Yeah. Like it was like a regular thing that me and my friends would do.
We've done that in our 30s.
Shut up, Zach. I'm trying to. When I was a child, statute of limitations. No, that's not true.
Yeah, when we were all kids on Big J's roof.
You know what? We would actively try to peep in our adulthood. We did.
First off,
on a roof in New York City. Is this against the law? And it
should
be.
Wait, did you grow up in New York?
No. So this is when we.
Which
is, after
means it's always against the law when you have
to start. No, but when I was a kid. There was a few people on the block that would sometimes, and I get it now because I'm a creep now, I'll bang in a window in a heartbeat. I don't give a shit. There's probably kids watching. Yeah. Let's go, right? Is that against the law? Is everything
I
do illegal? Shannon, edit all of this. This is live.
No, it's fine.
No, I don't know if any of this is against the law. If being in the window and trying to be peeped upon is against the law.
So you like it? Like, you want people to watch you? Because that's a fetish.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It depends on where you're at. If you're, like, across the street from a school, yeah, it's illegal. But if you're just, like, doing it in
what if it's a clown school?
Yeah. A cum college? Yeah. Yeah. If you can do that, then yeah, sure.
What if it's Subway University? That's the only reason I'm hard.
Yeah.
They want the foot long.
I mean, that's another level of fucking kink, right? Like, sure. Fucking... Just fucking doing it on a school bus while school's in session.
Yeah, I don't know if that's kink.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. With a child?
Yeah, I don't know if that's...
With a 10-year-old? Come on, dude.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm kinky. Shannon, I'm sorry.
Shannon, edit all of this out.
That's not how it goes.
Shannon, edit. Look, we're pre-taping. At this point, we can edit out bits that I say that don't work. So, Shannon, do me a favor. Remember to edit all of this out. Okay.
Before we end the editing part, it does say that indecent exposure laws do apply to things you're doing in your home if you are in front of, let's say, a giant window.
Stop describing exactly what I do.
A giant window.
Said giant window. Yeah, dude, we would fucking go on rooftops and we would just like, literally in New York City, there's no way you're not, if you're on a rooftop in New York City.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's too many windows.
What time would you go?
Any time of the day. Okay. Really? And at night it's a little bit easier to see, but people they'll try to fucking let you see them fuck. You're not doing anything nobody wants.
I mean, if you have a telescope and you're just directing it around, charge
if you're not
that?
Using technology, I feel like it should be legal. If I can with my eyes just go, okay, there's you banging, that's not on me, dude.
Yeah.
That's on you.
I grew up in New York, and from my apartment building, I could see a woman taking a shower. That was like the first boobs I saw.
Hell yeah. Hold on. Play the sexy music. Yeah, God damn it, Tori.
What voice?
Tori, that's a great story. Tell that again.
Voice?
One more time.
You got to tell me what voice.
Tori stories.
Tori stories. Anyway, I was looking out. I was just really bored. I didn't want to do my homework. And the next thing I know, I see this woman taking a shower with these huge knockers. And they were knockers, I'm talking. Big nipples. Not my taste, but what are you going to do?
How big nipples?
I can see them from like
latkes?
Really far. Yeah. Latkes. They made me hungry. I need a little cream cheese on them.
Oh, my gosh. Tori's fucking doing it. Look, this is a fun show. It's a fun show. You know what? This is such a fun show, and I've decided that it's so fun. We're gonna do a giveaway right now.
Ooh.
Caller 10, 573-GAS-LINE, 573-GAS-LINE. We're giving away $5,000 in cold, hard cash.
Wow.
The gas line.
Can I call in?
I'm glad we got a Jew on the show for this.
Shannon, the castle. What we named it for, Tori.
Thank you. That was so sweet.
We are, 10th caller. You guys will get $5,000 in cold, hard cash. Shannon, let me know if those lines are lighting up, because I'm sure plenty of people are going to call in right now. What do we see? How many people are calling in? What are we on? Caller number 6, 7?
Nothing yet. I will let you know.
Nothing. No one's called yet.
No one gives a shit.
What?
573 Gas Line. We're going out live
What's
right
going
now
on,
to
people?
Thousands of people watching live on the Gas Digital Network. 573 Gas Line. Caller number 10. Shannon, where are we at now? Anybody calling in?
Nothing.
You know, we're going to do the thing where you let caller number 9. I'm going to be like, hey, what's going on? And then I'm going to be like, sorry, you didn't win. You're number 9. I'm going to disappoint him like old radio.
Shannon, how many are you at now?
Still waiting for the phone.
Not a single caller.
Make sure you call theaters and get Louis J. Gomez there. He's so popular.
Are the lines working?
Crushing it right now. Nobody gives a shit, Louis. You gotta give. What do they win?
$5,000 in cold hard
Venmo.
Cash.
How are you giving it to them?
Cold hard cash.
Cold hard cash.
That's cold hard cash.
Not cold hard Venmo.
Yeah, I'm putting it on.
Sorry,
ice.
My Jewish mind was like, how do you transfer the money?
Yeah, she's calling right now. Tori's on.
Hello.
Oh shit. Let's see. What do we got here? We got to talk about some things. First of all, last night, I went to. And I mean this, guys.
He means it.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah, he means it.
The greatest restaurant on the planet Earth.
Oh.
The greatest restaurant on the planet Earth.
Did they serve latkes?
Which was? What was it?
It's so good. It's so good. And by the way, I've been there before, and I didn't realize how good it was until I went back.
So you're just retarded.
I'm a stupid person.
You're a stupid
I have head
dickhead.
Injuries, brain injuries.
So what was it, Louis?
It was Red Lobster.
Really?
I knew it.
Let me tell you something, bro.
What location?
Paramus, New Jersey.
Because I feel like sometimes the chefs maybe are different.
different zones. You're right.
Was Mark Decatur at that one? He's fucking killing it right
Doggy,
now.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I haven't been to fucking Lobster in a fucking long time. And I remembered it. Here's the thing. I remembered it being good because I remembered it as a kid.
Yeah.
I remember being like, all right, Red Lobster fucking rules as a kid. But
you got
Red
them Cheddar Bay biscuits. They were fucking, how good were they, Louis?
Is it the lobster? I've never been.
I didn't even have lobster. I'll tell you. We'll get to our slow
story. I've never been to Red
Lobster. Let me tell you something, okay? I used to go as a kid. I'm salivating. My mouth right now is fucking good.
Yeah, that was a big deal in the 90s, dude.
Red yeah, all those commercials,
was
remember?
A huge thing.
Well, here's the thing. I'd never been to a nice restaurant as a child. And my friend Rocky, my gay friend Rocky, his family would take me to Atlantic City on vacation. They lived
That's
in, these
so
are the
sweet.
People who lived in the trailer. Mm-hmm. I thought these people were rich. They lived in a trailer.
A loose trailer.
They lived in a loose trailer.
No, a wheelless trailer.
They didn't even have the coolest part of the trailer, which is the fact that it's on wheels. These bitches were just fucking on the ground. Okay, they had a trailer.
So like Ozark kind of status.
Yes.
Okay.
My friend Rocky, whatever it was, they just did the best they could do, right? And they had, the grandma lived in a trailer.
Well, clearly they had Red Lobster money, so they're
fucking
good.
I'm sorry, how gay was Rocky?
Rocky,
like, very visual.
Tried to suck my dick in elementary school, played with Barbies in the first grade. This kid was gay.
Tried, Lewis?
Gay to the touch.
Tried, Lewis?
Yeah, tried.
Tried?
Yeah, I fucking...
Lewis?
Well, you made it to Red Lobster. You made it to Red Lobster.
I knew it was going to be Red Lobster, and I knew this kid sucked your dick. Dude. You are showing your...
Dude, endless shrimp. Endless shrimp for Rocky.
You got all up in his cheddar gay biscuit, dude. That's what you did. I know what you did, Lewis.
Doggy, I fucking swallowed his clam chowder, all right? No, but he fucking, his family would take me to Atlantic City on vacation every year.
Rocky.
Yeah.
I love this kid.
You know, he's a fucking man, dude. Name. Fat gay kid named Rocky. Nothing's changed in my life.
He set up a pattern.
Dude, he was hilarious. This guy was so funny. But his family would take me to Red Lobster. And I remember as a kid, like, I never liked seafood, right? And I had clam chowder, and I didn't know what was clam chowder. Like, I was so dumb. I was like, this fucking potato soup is the fucking bomb. And I ate clam chowder probably a dozen times before I put the two and two together that was clams and the clam chowder.
Wow.
Right, dude? Little piece of sand in it.
You're like her with an uncircumcised dick. You have no idea. You're like, why is this clam chowder?
You'd find little pieces of sand in it sometimes. And I was so used to eating dirty food at home that I was like, this is probably normal. That's not even a thing. There's just dirt in my food. That's fucking, welcome to Tuesday.
Man.
Right? So I would go to fucking Red Lobster as a kid.
Also, you're not supposed to find sand in clam chowder either.
Fresh clam chowder, yeah, you do.
No, a little sand. It tastes good.
Yeah.
You ever see the movie It Takes Two?
Fucking Jew Broad knows what's up.
It Takes Two with the Olsen twins. They made a sandwich and has a little sand in it. It tastes good.
When you get certain seafoods, there's a little sand in it sometimes.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't fucking know, dude.
You haven't been to Red Lobster.
Yeah, you haven't fucking eaten.
No, I just never ordered the chowder at Red Lobster.
Do you not eat seafood, really?
No, I do. I just never,
You get a little sand in an oyster once in a while, or a clam, or a fucking,
I used to shuck oysters for a living. I never.
Look like you did
you
that.
You do. I was going to say that.
I know.
You live on like a boat that's like.
I look like the type of guy who came in your clam chowder, Lewis. I totally do.
Oh, dude,
no, you don't look like the guy that came in the clam chowder. You just look like the guy that gets like the clam chowder, lives on the boat.
I thought you were going to say,
bring
girls
home
for the clam.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So when I went there as a kid, I thought it was the fucking best restaurant in the world. Okay. And I was like, wow. And my mom never took me. We couldn't afford to go. My family didn't really like seafood either. Right. But when I was a kid, I would get the shrimp scampi. I was like, this is fucking.
Well,
like,
shrimp scampi does sound very fancy. Even now, the name.
It's scampi.
It's fucking.
It sounds
scampi.
Like.
It actually sounds like it should be found in like a dog's bowl. Scampi.
No, it sounds.
Oh, that's just the scampi. Give it to the dog.
Yeah.
No, but sure. I would get shrimp. You get like two or three ways. You get like popcorn shrimp, shrimp scampi, little fried shrimp.
And how would Rocky eat?
Bubba J. Gomez.
Yeah, seriously. Embroil it, boil it. But he's cleaning his underwear with a toothbrush.
Eat it off your friend Rocky's dick.
I guess that's the only way you can swallow
it. I keep thinking that Rocky was like feeding you, and you were like, no. And then the parents were like, well, we brought you. Let Rocky feed you.
Rocky would only swallow jumbo shrimp whole. He would just like pillows. Sense. Yeah, he made eye contact with me.
Now, were the parents in cahoots with how gay Rocky was?
Yeah.
They would take us to cahoots every other Saturday. It was really good. Fuddruckers, cahoots.
Put
they
you
were
in
really
a little
good
speedo.
Places. No, I don't know. Did they know he was gay? I think in the 80s you were in denial.
Sure.
They did name their kid Rocky.
No, because they were trying to make him not
gay. That's what I mean. They were probably just like, fuck.
The kid's like tap dancing. He's like, your name's Rocky. He's like, Roxy Hart.
Doggy, I think that he named himself probably. He was like a brat. He was almost like Cartman level, like bratty.
Oh.
Like he would
He was a bratty kid that lived in a trailer.
He was a bratty, fat, gay kid who lived in a trailer. But he like, it was all set up like, we all thought Rocky was well-to-do.
That's 'cause
really?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we really did.
Yeah.
But anyway, look, I thought Red Lobster was the shit, and years later I made my peace with it. I was like, I just am remembering it as being good because I was poor, and that was the only food that I ever had that wasn't like absolute shit. And my assumption was that Red Lobster sucks all of the dick in the world.
Sure.
When's the last time you had Red Lobster?
About 2 months ago.
Really?
2 months ago. Yeah.
I don't know. I've never had Red Lobster.
My girlfriend never had Red Lobster.
I've never had Red Lobster.
My girlfriend never had Red Lobster.
Is it really good?
This bitch is eating out of my fucking hand right now. Oh my God, dude. I opened her fucking world. And this bitch has expensive taste. No offense, babe. I don't call you a bitch. This fucking.
So is Red Lobster a lobster better than more like than better lobster than like expensive?
Shannon, can you edit this from her mind?
You wouldn't. I don't think you'd be able to tell the difference. I think that's how good Red Lobster is.
Is it really that good?
You walk in and here's what you forget. Like the lobsters, they're in a fucking tank.
No.
Like this is fresh lobster. Yeah. You get to pick out
your
lobster.
So you can't bring like a woke bitch there. She tried to like save the lobsters.
Do they try to save lobsters? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, woke girls.
Dude.
They're going to save it. And then
Shannon, you try to save a lobster?
I wouldn't be against it. However, there is a guy with a YouTube channel that he went into a grocery store, took the lobster and then like raised it back up to be healthy. And it's fun. It's a fun watch.
Dude, we cooked our own lobster once, and you have to cook them. So you don't have to cook them live. What you do, you have to cook them fresh, so they can just die, right? And there was two.
You
there
just
was,
like see your mother. You're like, what's your mother's name?
Denise.
You're like Denise.
The best way because it has a rubber band around the arm.
She was a heroin addict. Goddamn, Zach! How fast is Zach? Goddamn, dude!
Lightning quick.
Cold not taking him down.
Just in terms of how your mind works. Did you already make the rubber band arm connection earlier in your mind and say when at one point if Lewis's mom is brought up or if I can make this work, that just happened in real time.
No, she just said reminds you of your mom.
Your mom. And
then I pictured a lobster.
You got the ChatGPT prompts. You got lobster, rubber band, fucking, and then you just went.
He's a MacGyver of jokes.
It's crazy,
it's
dude.
It's fucking wild.
It's wacky how that happens if you watch it happen in real time.
Yeah, dude. It's like you're stepping on a landmine and before you know it, you're fucking dead. It's fucking great.
All right, let's talk about one of our brand new sponsors, which is King Palm. KingPalm.com is the website. A leader in the smoking industry, King Palm makes tobacco-free palm blunt wraps, and they are so proud that their wraps are the cleanest and most fresh in the industry. They really are the best. I love them. You don't got to roll them yourselves. They have the little packers for them. I like using those. I'm great at rolling blunts, but most people can't roll a good blunt. This takes all the guesswork out of rolling a blunt.
I absolutely love these. It's a palm leaf roll with a corn husk filter. They also have flavored ones. The game has one that's red velvet cake. There's tropical ones. I absolutely cannot put enough. And they have ones that are the size of a whole cigar, too. If you want to have a full cigar, full of herb, look like Lil Wayne, look really cool, this is your place to go.
Yeah, it's really cool, guys. And they have them at 7-Eleven, so you can just pick them up at any 7-Eleven. But if you want to get a discount, just go to kingpalm.com and use the promo code REALASS, one word, REALASS, for 20% off. Once again, that is kingpalm.com, promo code REALASS for 20% off. All right, where were we? So I took her to Red Lobster last night, and I was like, look, it's probably not going to be good. We went to, I had never been to Grand Lux Cafe, and when she was a kid, she loved Grand Lux Cafe. So we went to Grand Lux Cafe the night before. It sucked. And
it's a restaurant or a cafe?
It's a fucking restaurant. It sucked. Okay. It was holy hot trash. What do you want me to say? No offense, babe. I know that she's not.
What did you get at Grand Lux Cafe?
I got a...
What crap did you get? What bullshit did you get?
What level is it? Like
place?
Panera level? Like,
No. It's like it's supposed to be like a step above Cheesecake Factory, I believe.
Oh.
Right?
I always thought Cheesecake Factory was for rich people because it was in the rich people mall.
Without a doubt.
And Grand Lux... Here's the thing. My girlfriend told me it's like a better Cheesecake Factory, but she might just not know. She might have it confused. Cheesecake Factory might be way better. I've never eaten a Cheesecake Factory. Grand Lux was shit, dude.
Really?
It was shit. Pull up Grand Lux. Just pull up a picture of like the inside. The decorations on the walls were like... It was like almost drawn by a toddler. It's fucking psychotic, and it's supposed to look like
fancy.
Let's
see this... gay ass art deco.
I fucking hate it, dude. It made
me
so mad.
Were the bowls really big? One of
no,
those places?
No, it wasn't one of those places. I got, what do they call it? The filet mignon wrapped in puff pastry?
Beef Wellington?
I got the beef Wellington. That's also how I describe Zach. It's a filet mignon wrapped in puff pastry. I got the beef Wellington.
Okay. This is too fancy.
Well, that looks just like a cheesecake factory. I love how they have
like, like a little fence.
This is exactly like the fucking dumbass cheesecake.
Oh, maybe we were all on benches. It was weird.
Yeah.
It just it was like it was fake.
I feel like
end.
The bigger the booth, the cheaper the restaurant.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And then I, you know, so I, you know, it was fine. It just wasn't great. Okay. So then I was like, the next night, let's go to
Red Lobster.
And your girlfriend was.
Her mind was blown.
Was she like going and being like, I'm going to get food poisoning from this?
No, she was kind of open-minded and excited about it. My girl, she's. She's like,
excited much like every time she had sex with Lewis.
Doggy, yeah. Look, if she fucking, if they got a coloring book and a kid's crayons, really? She's fucking happy. That's all she needs.
Just dangle the keys.
Yeah, dude. She needs to color a fucking lobster in. How fun is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you even tell her it was a date? He stood at the door and yelled walkies.
I don't know if you said this already, so I apologize, but did you know that it is actually owned by the Cheesecake Factory?
Really?
Grand Lux?
Yes.
Fuck it.
That makes sense then.
Yeah, next time we're doing Cheesecake Factory. It wasn't great. It wasn't great, but I will say Red Lobster fucking great. I will recommend it to anyone any day of the week. I go to nice restaurants all the fucking time. Bang for the buck. It's so fucking good.
Great.
Like, how cheap is it? Because I feel like everything's expensive.
I'll tell you what we got. We got three appetizers, both got entrees. We spent $100.
Yeah. Oh. It's seafood. But that would worry me. Like,
Red Lobster is a sister restaurant to Olive Garden. So, like, those kind of prices.
Oh, yeah.
So it's still cheap.
Let's
even.
See. Mark Torres says Lewis is a queef Wellington.
Oh,
not a bad joke. Whoa, not a bad joke. Give him a chattel snake, maybe.
Chattel
snake. Chattel snake.
Shannon, what number call are we on right now? What number call are we on right now?
Actually, no callers.
No callers for
what's
the
going
real
on?
Last
are
podcast.
The phone lines?
God damn it. The phone lines are
I
open.
I cut the phone lines because I want to win the money.
Lou, what did you wind up getting?
So I got, all right, my appetizers. We got the calamar.
Calamar.
Man, you didn't get either of the versions.
Calamar.
It's calamar or calamari.
What a retard.
Fried
you just went with somewhere
or?
Between both.
Did you look up from the big plastic menu to do that? Like, can I have the calamari?
Calamari.
Like, get dude. The fuck out of here.
Oh, fuck.
Bring him the gabagool.
And then we got the queso dip.
Classic seafood.
Classic seafood. It was crab. Crab queso.
Oh, crab.
Really?
Crab queso.
Okay. That can't be good. That.
See, when I hear it crab queso.
Really?
Bonkers. It sounds very good.
It's new.
I don't know.
It was bonkers. And you're right. We took a chance with the new recipe.
Whoa.
With the new recipe. Red lobster recipe.
It was bonkers. Did we get a third? I don't know if we got a third. I think we were going to get a third, but I think that's all we needed
on
the apps.
Whoa, look at all the options. Yeah, crispy dragon
it wasn't, shrimp? It wasn't the hand-breaded calamari. It was the go down, Shannon. The crispy dragon calamari.
I got to be honest with you. All this looks like a Domino's food
dude,
menu.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
It does not look appealing.
The calamari was fucking
lobster
retarded.
Dip? What is the lobster dip? Is
oh, no. That's right. We got the cheesy biscuits.
Okay,
obviously. They come with the cheesy biscuits. And the amount of, like, literally the whole job of a Red Lobster waiter is getting more cheesy biscuits. Yeah. The amount of times that they're told, hey, I need more cheesy biscuits
And that's the free thing.
Yeah, they're free. Look at
they
her. Here
used,
she goes.
Well, now they're
here
free. They used to not be free.
They used to not be free?
The Cheddar Bay biscuits used to not
get
be free. You could get regular rolls and stuff, at least the Red Lobster that I grew up
that's
with.
That's psychotic.
The Cheddar Bay biscuits were like, yo.
Huh.
So we got the clam chowder.
Okay.
Dipping the biscuits in the fucking chowder. I mean, literally, just the setup to begin with is just fucking amazing. We're fucking $13 in. Damn. This is crazy. We're just fucking. They can't charge us.
You have a calculator on the table.
Nothing.
Like, hey, this is nothing.
This is bonkers. And then she got a fucking. I think she got a salad, like an asshole.
Classic.
A salad.
I think she did. She's drinking. She had salads.
Know, skinny.
And then I got unlimited shrimp.
Classic.
Unlimited?
Yeah, unlimited.
I was so full of it. By the time they brought me my first shrimp. It was fucking. I was.
And it tasted.
But you still did it anyway.
Is it tasted good because it's dipped in everything's just
I got
cooked
the dragon shrimp. I got the scampi. I got popcorn on my first go around. Then I was like, you know what? Then they let you change the types of shrimp on the... And you can keep going.
That's what I did.
Really? You can keep going. And then I said to her, I was like, babe, I was like, don't even fucking eat your salad. I was like, save that. Get that wrapped up.
We'll get that wrapped up.
More shrimp.
The lettuce wrapped up.
And she was all nervous. She was like, they're going to see us. I was like, he doesn't care, dude. This guy's got cornrows. He's crazy. Think he gives a fuck?
Well, that other, did you see that video of the family that went into Red Lobster trying to do the never-ending shrimp thing, and then they got caught?
They got caught sharing shrimp? Yeah. What happened?
Really?
Turned into a thing? They got kicked out. I'm like, I can't believe they did that to us. And it's like, yeah, it was so
did they put it in
y'all
a
y'all think
napkin?
We got money? Yeah, it's like, what the fuck, motherfucker?
And they're like, what? It never said in the thing. It's like, yeah, it did.
I'm trying to feed my kids.
Yeah, dude. They went there with $13 and tried to feed a family of eight. It was pretty fucking wild.
Dude, that shit's fucking dope. It's $25 for endless shrimp. It's crazy. It's they shouldn't do it. It's nuts. Zach, I'll go today, doggy. Endless fucking shrimp. It's
we
so good.
Those waiters hate they that get this so much. From though.
Why do they hate it?
Because they have to make so many extra trips and people never tip extra.
And never.
I tipped extra. My tip was suggested was $26. I gave that bitch $30, dude. He almost broke down in tears. He never gets more than suggested tip.
Someone just like threw shrimp at him. Yeah. Like, make it rain.
Dude, this guy was like, yo, I swear to God, he was like, yo, thank you so much. Yeah. He was like a white guy with like, he didn't have cornrows. He had like the only way to describe him would be the corn with the K braids, like they come out
It
was a wigger.
He had head from corn.
Yeah, dude. He had cornrows, but like that type of cornrows. He was like a wigger, but he was like he had a little bit of black in him, but he was much more.
There he is, dude. Yes.
He was much more a wigger than fucking.
So he was like stuck in the 90s.
But no, but he was like a poor. Like a guy who does Kratom and sells weed sometimes, like
Red Lobster, they were Cheddar Bay Wimp biscuits.
He's good. I like it. Cheddar Bay Wimp biscuits. But he was so appreciative of the extra $4 of the tip.
You just passed the shrimp forward, dude. That's what you did to him. He's like, I'm coming back here tomorrow, y'all.
Dougie, he's like, yo, straight up. He's like, we just put we put fresh Cheddar Bay biscuits in the oven. They're gonna be out in like 3 minutes. I'll give you a bunch to go. All right.
Really? Dude, look just at that extra $4?
Yes.
Puts in a little bag.
And I was like, son, it's all good. You give him to the next guy. You pay it forward. I love that guy. I'm going back.
And
he's
you
my
got
friend.
In your car. You're like,
what was his name?
You felt like you did everything.
I don't know.
Everything
dude,
great.
He's below me. I'm not going to call him by his name. That's crazy.
I thought you were trying to build like an intimate relationship
no,
with him.
No, he was just feeling himself after getting all that mercury poisoning from fucking eating all that seafood.
Dougie, I fucking loved it. It was so good. Dude. And now I went home and we... You know,
so did you bring stuff home with you?
I did bring stuff. So my last... Oh, my! I ordered more shrimp. I ordered...
Okay.
One of the shrimps... Tell us. ...is just fucking linguine with pasta in it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not shrimp. That's a whole other dish.
Sounds like the chef just got lazy
it's
at that
exactly
point.
What it
like,
is.
Like, all right, I got some leftover
like,
shrimp.
Ran out of ideas.
I was working at Olive Garden yesterday, so let's just put the two together.
This one has toothpaste on it. It's pretty good. It'll make your mouth minty.
Doggy,
it's good. It's just eat it. It's good. It's fucking.
This is a double bacon cheeseburger with a piece of shrimp on a toothpick.
Doggy, they don't fucking
they
care.
Do not give a shit.
They don't give a fucking shit. And it was. Hold on, I fucked up. Hold on, what did I do here?
Oh,
done.
You fucking...
No, I did it. I got it.
Are we doing a sound effect?
Save the photos. No. I accidentally took a screenshot, and I don't know how to get out of it.
So then
I got home, right? And I played it up so good to my son and my niece, because we were doing a game night. And I was like, guys, I went to the best restaurant ever. And I was like, I know you guys love Capital Grill.
Everybody sit down.
No, I really, I was like, guys, it's the best seafood. I was like, we loved it. And I was like, I did exactly, I was like, Red Lobster. They're like, what? I was like, yo. And then I broke down everything. And then they're like, oh my God, can't wait. Like, why wouldn't you bring us? Why would you go without us? I was like, look, it's very high end.
It's
not for kids.
We can go once in a while. I was like, you can go and pick out your lobster. I was like, they've never picked out a lobster. They're fucking retarded. They're children. It's fucking great, dude. So this is it, dude. I spent $109. It was the fucking greatest experience. I can't get over it. How good it was. How worthwhile. I go to a spot and
I'm honestly shocked James' other household hasn't brought up Red Lobster.
Holy shit.
They love it.
I might want to go to Red Lobster now. Dude, even though I keep saying how like...
Do you eat shellfish?
No. But I like lobster.
That is shellfish.
That is shellfish.
It is?
It's very shellfish. Are you kidding me?
I'm not a big like seafood person. I just know lobster.
You came off as so smart the whole like up until now. I genuinely thought this was a smart gal.
Cut it.
I'm vegan, but I like pork. I like pork now.
I don't know seafood stuff.
Can I stab a baby in the neck and eat it? It's good.
but I only a salad though.
Well, how would you describe a lobster?
What do you mean? Like the shape of it?
Just in general. How would you describe? Unless you were playing a game where you can't use the word lobster, what would you? How would you describe a lobster to your teammate?
It's red.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's more. In the water.
Uh-huh.
People eat it because they're rich with butter.
Okay. Lobster. All right, I would say lobster. She did not have to use the word shell.
She did not have to use shell.
She avoided shell. You're right.
I'm dyslexic.
And I was waiting for it too.
You mean a crab.
She'll never get there.
Crabs aren't red.
She'll never get there.
No, they're not.
You're just like, you're so stupid.
Are crabs red? No, they're like...
After you boil
them. After you boil them, they're red.
Lobsters and crabs are all red once you boil them. That's what turns them red. None of them are red once they're in the ocean.
Lobsters are brown.
Okay, they're the daddy
crabs. Girls only remember Disney cartoons they've seen.
Yeah, he sings under the water. Yeah. He might be gay. We're not sure.
Yeah, he's got a Jamaican accent.
Gay, yeah. He's a gay Jamaican
under the
crab.
Sea.
So
I'm glad you had such an experience at that chain restaurant that possibly did not give you.
You should
diarrhea.
Take one of your listeners there. Probably, as like a date.
Dude, I might
six
give away.
Caller.
Dude, you know what? Caller number 13 gets a dinner for two at Red Lobster, your local Red Lobster, your choice. Caller
and
number
you're,
13.
You're the server, right?
573 gas line. You go with me, a date with me. How fun would that be? A night?
Yes. Where's Rocky?
Rocky's just waiting.
Rocky's been waiting.
Hello, Lewis.
Hi, Lewis. I've been waiting my whole life.
This is a voice from your past.
He hit me up recently. He was like, we should get together.
Oh, boy.
What does he do now?
He does real estate.
Of course. Does he have like fake teeth too now?
I don't know. He became less of a fat guy. Now he's got, but he's got like frosted tips and like.
So he became less of a fat guy, but more of a faggot.
Yeah. Yes.
The delicate balance.
Yeah, he's like, he's trying to figure it out. That's like, wow. Shit.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Zach Amico, let's take a moment and thank our favorite sponsor, which is YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are over 21 years old and in the market for Kratom, you got to support our number one sponsor, which is YoKratom.com.
Yep, stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations, get a little bit of Kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60. They have the best customer service, the best strains, and... they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network.
YoKratom.com is the website. There's no promo code needed. They already have the best price available in Kratom. So go support them because they support us. All right. Where were we?
What else you got, Lewis?
I have a lot here. We haven't even touched the notes.
We haven't. You started
going on.
That's
how you know it's a great show.
We've been talking so much Red Lobster.
I'll do Lobster Cast. We'll turn it into Red Lobster all day, every day. We'll go over the menu. Red Lobster history.
They should sponsor you.
Dude.
Red Doggy. Ass Lobster Cast?
Doggy, let's go. Shannon, what? Give me the history of Red Lobster. I'd love to know more information.
Yeah,
when did it get started? Who owns it?
Yeah.
There's a guy. There was one, right?
Was
one in Missouri, and it was the first fucking Red Lobster. And it was the fucking...
Missouri.
It's back when lobster was a
Missouri?
Nickel.
Missouri?
Missouri.
It started in 1968.
In Missouri?
Lakeland, Florida.
Close.
I bet it's somewhere near water.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't Missouri a landlocked...
I was like, cold there?
Wait a minute. Dude, I'm so stupid. I'm like, yeah, Missouri. Shit.
I'm so dumb that I didn't know Missouri was landlocked.
River lobsters.
You know,
just fucking throw whatever you want on there.
Fucking.
Yeah, it's red
pond,
lobster.
Pond lobster.
Those little fucking clams you find in a river. It's like, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I've never heard of a better way to describe Lewis.
Yeah, river lobster.
Pond lobster of comedy.
Dude, he's a prawn.
Yeah, I'm a prawn.
A prawn in the game.
He's a real ass prawn, is what he is, dude.
Let's see. What else, Shannon? What else? It was started in 1960. What?
It's 1968.
Can we see the first one? I bet it was so nice.
Give me 1 second.
I wish we could. Is it still there?
I hope it's a garage.
You go to the first Starbucks, dude, in Seattle. You go to the first one. It's like a long line around the block. It's a whole thing.
What is this? Are the lobsters just, they frame them like the first few that were in the.
Oh, like the first dollar they get?
Yeah.
Am I crazy? Like, the more large the shellfish...
the older it is.
No.
Yes. The larger a lobster...
Well, that wouldn't make me crazy. That's like a fact.
Yeah.
So what facts don't make me crazy.
I don't know.
Shainer.
I don't know what you're fucking... Go on.
I was going to say, I am grossed out by it. Like, if you pulled out a giant lobster, like this big, you're like, oh, it's the largest lobster. Do you want to eat that? I'm like, that is... psychotic. No, I want an average sized lobster.
Yeah, the big ones don't.
You're not a crustacean size queen. We get it, Lewis. We totally get it.
I think they say the big ones don't taste as good.
Yeah, they probably don't.
And that's the ones they don't serve at Red Lobster.
No, they serve just fucking. The, I will say the lobsters in the glass are.
You know, average on most people. That's the ones they serve.
They're sad. The lobsters at Red Lobster.
Really?
In
they
the
look
glass.
Depressed. They need a little Xanax.
Well, yeah, they usually like one of their tentacles are cut off. They're all fucking jacked and shit.
This just.
They look like have you ever been to San Francisco and like the fucking the Tenderloin? It's like all people like just covered in shit and just fucking ready to die. Yeah. That's what the Red Lobster lobsters are wow. like. But they're all fucking tasty on the inside. You know?
Hannibal Lecter.
You know.
But I mean, is the way that you raise a lobster, is it more, does it make it taste better?
Like or, if you talk to it like a plant?
No, not like that, Tori. I mean, like, if you're raising it in good water, you know what I'm saying?
Good water.
Yeah.
Like, good water with its friends, like, free range.
So you want like, cage-free, cage lobsters.
Cage-free like, lobsters, dude. I want...
Not wild caught. You yeah. just want, like...
Are they smart, lobsters? Lobster? How
I smart bet you there's they? Some dumb bitch that's like, lobsters have feelings, they have souls, they fucking... They do this with octopuses.
Well, octopus are... They,
here we on. Go. What'd I say, dude? Uh-huh. Some dumb bitch.
Yeah, I'm just saying, octopus... Are you trying to say that octopus...
An octopus isn't gay. Getting out of a jar. I mean, excuse me, a lobster's not getting out of a jar.
And it's all, an octopus also not picking
an octopus is not
super...
getting out of a jar. I understand that they're maids, but look at Jorge. Look at Jorge in the booth freaking the fuck out. Jorge, you think an octopus is getting out of a jar?
An octopus...
Yeah, there's videos of it.
Really?
Every time.
Yeah, they're yeah. pretty smart.
They're smart.
You are so... This is how dumb you are. You believe that octopuses are smart.
This is how dumb you are.
I'm sorry,
you
octopi.
No, the calamari. The calamari.
The calamari. Think just like us, right?
Sorry, the octopus.
How long can they live for? Octopus? What is this?
That's an octopus.
Look, so, first of all, it's not getting
eyes.
Out of a jar. It's not getting out of a jar. It's just opening a jar.
It's opening it to get the food that's in it. There's a crab in there.
Oh.
But if you're saying that octopus aren't as smart or as smart as lobster, you're retarded.
Look at these guys. Just
I think that all of these animals are stupid as fuck.
I know
dogs
you do.
Are dumb.
Dogs can
yeah.
be dumb.
Dogs
yeah.
are stupid
yeah,
as shit.
Dogs have like the mindset of a 1-year-old, I think.
But what do octopuses have? Wasn't there a whole documentary?
Old.
There was a whole documentary about like an octopus who like
my
like they follow
teacher.
Yeah they followed
yeah.
it around
the
and they
guy
were like,
definitely fucked that octopus.
He was like, dude, this
too.
Sucks my dick. It's yeah. fucking. Really? Don't tell me it's not smart. It's got 8 fucking hand jobs.
Yeah, it's got a brain in each one of its arms and it's doing everything.
Dude, it puts one finger in your yeah. ass, places
dude,
your balls.
It's
got two fucking one choking me.
It's getting you a lobster to eat later. It's dude, fucking. It's everything.
One's opening a jar. One's choking me with its fucking other finger.
You're right.
Stroking your hair back,
dude. I would say if my girlfriend had fucking.
Whoa.
Eight arms, dude.
Do you want an 8-armed girl?
Oh my God, dude.
That just sounds.
Really?
I don't know if I'd want that.
Are they all on top of each other or they go around her?
Yeah, is she like Goro?
No,
or
around.
Is it this way?
I'd say Goro. Like it's 8 arms straight down the
Wait,
sides.
Do they
like,
get smaller?
Like,
yeah, she can do a lot.
Do
Massage,
they get smaller or longer?
Cook.
Or are they all like different sizes? Like, could there be two little ones to hold up her tits?
Like dinosaurs?
the two underneath are constantly rubbing
yeah,
her
rubbing
nipples and keeping
nipples
her hard.
The
Anytime
time.
Her nipples aren't hard, she has
yeah,
to get them re-hard
dude.
Again.
She's like that Indian Shiva god. only just... there.
That?
Not like...
That's Goro.
That's the forearms. I'm talking about
But
that.
There was also a female
Goro. That girl
Goro.
Would probably, though... If yeah. there was a girl that had, like, forearms... She'd probably get laid so much.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, don't feel bad for her.
No, I don't feel bad. As long as she's got a cute face and nice tits.
What yeah. about a girl with Siamese twins? You think
Would.
They get laid a lot?
Definitely.
I'm thinking of deformed people.
Guys are just so fucked up that we will... You'll catch me in a mood. You know those two Siamese bitches
who
are like...
by the head?
Yeah, they're all fucked up. Like, yeah. they try to have a country career at one point. Yeah. Like, those two bitches...
Wait,
like,
really?
You could have yeah. caught me in my 20s where, like, I'm like, dude, fuck it, dude.
Yeah. Well, there's
4 a.m. just hammered.
That's because you only need consent from one of them.
Yeah. yeah.
It's a getaway with rape free.
Especially if they share the vagina, you can just kind of go.
Yeah, these
yeah, they're there.
Oh,
Lori
well, they were
and Dori.
Singers too?
Lori and Dori.
Well, I was thinking of the two blondes that are connected
yeah.
like this.
I don't know
how,
that one.
These fucking, her parents named them Lori and Dori.
Like, well, we'll give them re-names.
Better than holy and fuck that they were gonna name in the beginning, dude.
Remember when this was all just TLC, just like all Siamese twins was
they
always
loved
on
it.
TLC. Yeah, they loved it.
They loved that shit.
They gave them a platform.
Well, people do this now, right? So it's like on TikTok, there's a lot of like freaks and geeks, right? There's a lot
yeah.
of fucking, there's a lot
like
of
weird looking people
lot of freaks.
That have
yeah,
huge followings.
A lot of fucking nerds.
Skinny
and a lot
girls.
Of fucking,
like,
a
lot of PT
really
Barnum
Anno.
Bitches on that TikTok.
A lot of tardos on the TikTok,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And what you do is you see them and you're like, well, are we like becoming more like nicer as a society, and like we're accepting this? Because you'll see like all the comments are like, you're so beautiful,
sure,
blah blah blah.
Sure.
But I just don't think that. I think it's that. It's Jerry Springer, And now you get to interact and you get to feel good because you go, oh, you're calling this thing beautiful. So now you get a bunch of people liking your comment about this fucking thing. And it's all perverse and weird and you're making it about you. The whole thing is just more fucked up even than I think. I think it's just as, if not more exploitive than Jerry Springer. Keep these freaks off the screens is what I'm saying,
guys. You just explained tipping the head guy at fucking Red Lobster $30. That's exactly what you explained.
No, dude,
you
he just, did a great job. Yeah, he was,
but they
he
were
was
doing a great job country singing, point, dude.
He turned a blind eye to me sharing my fucking unlimited shrimp. He could have fucking caught us on that. Yeah. We asked him too. He said, can we just share this? And he was like, no, that's like explicitly. That was like a moment. Like the music stopped. Like ever the chef came out. I was like,
Lori and Dory stopped singing over the loudspeaker.
Lori and Dory.
And then Louis gonna eat that shrimp.
Let's see. West Coast Dick says, what have I missed? Augie Doggy says, absolutely nothing. Shannon, can you ban Augie Doggy for 3 minutes from the racist live chat? Thank you very much. 3 minutes. Oh, I want a timeout for Augie Doggy.
That's what happens when you talk about Red Lobster.
Fucking disrespect me.
What happened to Tiny Hitler?
They don't respect it.
Tiny Hitler.
Or Thumb Hitler. What the hell was
this? It was Hitler's fingers.
Hitler's fingers.
He killed himself.
Okay, that's good. I'm okay with that.
Okay, so let's see. Lev's gay uncle says 50 minutes of dumb Jew and lobster talk. I mean, is that not magic? Is that not what a great show is?
Exactly.
What do you want me to say here? What else do you guys
two
want?
Of my strengths.
Jesus Christ. What else do you want me to fucking say? It's a
you
good
got
show.
You got a whole list there.
You got a whole. You want to go to the list?
Yeah, go. Pick one fucking thing off the list. Give these fucking animals
right,
what they
blindly,
want.
I'm going to blindly pick it off the list. Ready? Hold on, ready?
All right.
We're going to go.
Eeny,
meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe.
You're looking. You can't
go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
I'm going to blindly pick
I haven't heard that song in like 20 years.
A woman asked for advice after her husband stays at a female colleague's house overnight because she was too drunk. All right, Shannon, what is this story?
So this woman posted on a forum asking for advice. She said, my DH, which I don't know what those letters mean, but it's her husband, was
Dickhead.
On his... was on his Christmas night out tonight. Started quite early and he said he'd be home about 11 p.m. Doesn't matter to me at all. He decided to extend it to be a big night. I text at 1:50 a.m. to text all was okay. He asked me to call him ASAP. As I understand it, one of the women got so incredibly drunk that she was very ill and unsafe, spewing and falling over as she made her way into a taxi. My DH has gone home with her to check that she was okay. I don't know. It's a designated husband.
Designated husband?
What?
I don't know what that is. No, I made that up.
Oh,
I don't know.
But that sounds like it would
that
be.
That did sound like some bitch husband. Would make that up.
Oh, dear husband. She's now passed out on the floor, having been sick everywhere. He says he's covered in her sick. That's annoying. He doesn't want to leave her because she lives alone and he's not sure that she's safe. He thinks he should stay until the morning or until she wakes up at least. What would your husband do in that situation?
So like, if my fucking chick went to a party and stayed at some dude's house.
Well, first I would ask.
I would cheat immediately. Like the first thing I would do is the only way for me to even get through that emotionally, to even have a conversation about it, to see if we're even going to have to stay together, would be to cheat with my old friend Rocky.
Look at you.
Notorious.
I would
jump in the gun.
No, I would ask him. I would be like, send me a photo of what this girl looks like, and then if she's ugly, I'd be like, fine, stay. That's
you
a nice
wouldn't
person.
Give a shit. You wouldn't give a shit.
No, but if she was pretty, I would be like, no, come home.
Like even if she was covered in puke and fucked up.
And pretty?
And covered in puke, pretty, passed out on the couch.
Oh, the way just the way I love him.
Look, sexy music, please.
Looking like a snack.
Hold on. Mascara running down her face. She's got snot coming down from one nostril. She's missing a tooth because she has dentures a little bit. She just threw up down the front of her titties. They're sad.
Yeah, but she's a size zero and has big tits.
Yeah, you know, but she also shit her pants.
Well, maybe he likes that. Maybe the husband can't get that at home.
So you would, if the girl wasn't hot, you would think you wouldn't give a shit.
No, I wouldn't give a shit.
Really? I think my girl would care. If the girl was not hot, my girl would be like,
wait, did
no, I'd be like, oh, he's a good person.
It's a tough sell.
Yeah, it is a tough sell, but I
maybe I'm too like forgiving.
Yeah, do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been with him?
2 years.
Yeah. And she's very secure with him. That's what it is. You're very secure with this
very
guy.
Trusting.
Is he ugly? Is that what it is?
No, he's not ugly.
No. So what happens, a lot of gals will date ugly guys so they're secure.
Because they want to be the hotter one in the relationship. I get it. Yeah.
That's what my situation is right now, dude. I guess my girl, she looks in the mirror like American Psycho. She's fucking like, she's pushing pegging
she's
me.
Does she say, your name's Daphne Lewis?
The only time I'm not secure with my boyfriend. So before me, my boyfriend used to only date Asian girls. And I'm
that's weird. That's a weird thing.
Wow, he jumped
strange.
Back.
It is a
and
little
I'm
strange.
The opposite of that.
Yeah.
So that's the only time I ever get insecure. I've never felt that way before. It's very strange.
So you get insecure when if there's like an Asian chick around you. Like,
yeah, but I don't even know
this.
What his type as an. I don't even know what his Asian preferred is.
They're
when anytime,
the same, yeah, we don't. We can't tell.
Anytime I just see one, I get like I start to get jealous.
I know.
And then I'm like, is that the one you like? What do you like?
Yeah.
Oh man.
So
when
anyway,
it is here's the thing, Asians. They've never tickled my fancy.
Really.
Asian. Not that
yeah,
I wouldn't be
that.
Not that I wouldn't be into them. Not that I couldn't be attracted to an Asian. I just when I see guys that are into Asians,
yeah.
I think it's a weird like a foot. It's like a foot.
I mean,
but you said I was a foot.
When you do that voice, yeah. You're like
right.
A foot.
Okay, so yeah. Me and the Asian are.
As a guy who's dated Asians, I wouldn't even say I was like into Asians. I was just into hot chicks that just happened to be
they,
Asian.
Right, so we're all into whatever.
But I feel
dude.
Like yeah, my personality is
India.
So different
we're
than
all
an
into
Asian
whatever.
Girl. That's where I get confused about. And that's when I become questionable.
When you say your personality was different?
Well, I feel like Asian girls are known to be very like quiet.
Wait, did you know the chick or
no,
you
just No, I
just
what everything he's told me about them, I just put in my head and then I
But like real Asians, not like Americanized Asians. He dated Asian Asians.
He had dated
No,
like,
they were American.
But they were still a little more docile, a little more reserved.
Yeah, cold.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I don't
Which
know.
Which is kind of nice too, dude. Maybe that's what I got to do. No offense.
What do you mean?
My girl's
you,
watching right now, but
you want to date a cold girl?
But just a girl that was a little more fucking
what?
A little more just yeah.
Bitchy?
I know what you're talking about.
Just
hop
fucking,
to it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you mean with it?
No, she's super with it. She's too with it. She's just fucking.
Oh, you want them to be like, don't talk so much.
Yeah, she's too independent. She's too fucking strong-willed.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Stop being so strong-willed, yeah. Bitch.
He just wants them walking around in wooden sandals she's, just throughout the house, like clicking
yeah,
all
he wants
them
not to talk. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I'm just saying she's a dancer. She's hot. She's like, stop having opinions. What happened here?
Yeah, dancers are not to be known to be like talkative.
I know. I'm just kidding. So what do you think here? Shannon, would you care if your boyfriend or husband did that? Would you trust them?
What I don't like about it is that he said he was going to be home at 11. It's 1:50 and she's having to reach out to him. Sure. I feel like if he was really doing this with good intentions, that as soon as like 11:30, he'd be like, babe, you're not going to believe this drunk bitch, whatever. And I had to like,
no,
go home to make sure she's not
like,
dead.
You gotta treat her like a child. You gotta make it her idea. You can't say, you gotta be like, babe, be like, oh
you
my
like
God.
Send a photo,
you
like, look at her,
no.
What should I do?
You're also
what
saying, I need help.
Yeah, I can't leave. I need
like,
help.
I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna leave this girl, like, yeah. It's great. And she's gonna be like, no, you can't do it. You can't just leave her.
Right.
Be like, all right, babe, you're right. I should take her home.
Wait, can I take
Teach
her?
A
should
class
I clean her up, babe?
Babe, should I give her a bath?
He FaceTimes, he's wiping poop off his face, like, sorry, babe, I cleaned up on that bitch.
I told this before, but it was so funny. I remember one time I was like, I didn't hook up with the girl, but I was like hanging out with a chick. She got fucking hammered, like really, really drunk. And we went back to our hotel room and like started puking all over herself. And I was like, oh, great. Now this sex is going to be boring. No, I was like, no. I was like, now we can't hook up, obviously. And she was like puking up like pasta and shit. It was
ew.
Fucking so
red
and,
lobster.
And
stuff?
This is not a girl that I was like in love with. It's not a girl that it was like ever going to go to anything beyond that. Like, so like I'm literally going like I want to leave her, like I'm like I just want to like leave her in this room. I'll just get a different hotel room. I can't, like this is just too much. I'm not, I don't love you,
right?
And I never will. Now she just
so wait, you
just,
bailed. You bailed.
I was going to bail. I didn't bail.
That's nice
because I felt bad and I was like, if this bitch dies, my fucking DNA and fingerprints are all over the place. So, but I remember I
also you were like she might get sober in like an hour.
I put her in the shower. And what's it called? I remember it was like kind of holding up a dead body or like a
dead weight
body.
Is fucking hard.
Dead. Yeah, dead weight is.
Was she passed out?
Yeah, she was like blackout.
Oh, this is bad.
Like blackout. Like I'm talking about like, you know, and she's just covered in puke now.
You're a good person.
And we had hooked up before, so I didn't feel uncomfortable like giving her a shower.
Sure,
you know
sure,
what I'm
sure,
saying?
Sure.
Like we were.
That was going to be my next question. If this was just
yeah,
a blind
no. This isn't a blind date. No, we had hooked up plenty of times before, and she was a super cool chick. Sure. Shannon, you actually know who this is.
Yes, I remember the story.
So then I remember I was giving her a shower and like I was just trying to like fucking get the puke and the fucking noodles out of her hair. And I was just like holding her up and I was like, I finally like had the, you know, the shower on her and she was like, you know, I was washing her off or whatever. And I was like, fuck that. I took a moment to be like, holy shit, like this is too much. I was like, this isn't my girlfriend. This isn't somebody.
This is your grandmother. That
this is like, yeah, this is nuts. Like this is
was hospice.
Like, and I'm like, what am I going to do?
I'm not even getting an inheritance.
And I remember as I'm sitting there thinking, I looked down and she was face down in the bathtub and the water had come up over her face and she was drowning. And I was like, oh, I was like, oh my God. I almost drowned.
So wait. During the time you brought the thought process while you were helping her,
you literally had a foot on her back.
You like that? Like, I can't believe I'm doing this right now. This
look
is insane.
At me. You it's may like, wonder how I got here.
It's either a monologue from Wonder Years. Like there I was, just a kid in the bathroom. Whoa! I never thought I'd have to clean her up.
Like what happened to this girl?
Eventually, I just put her in the bed,
and she woke up what?
Apologetic, being like, "What the fuck?"
Oh, you stayed with her.
Yeah, I didn't leave.
Nice guy. I mean,
I've been thrown up on during sex. It's like you're gonna do
I can't handle. Like I'm not a blackout type of guy. Like I don't get that drunk. I never become a problem like that.
Well, I was Lewis.
So I mean, I guess when I was like partying like that, it wouldn't be like.
Yeah.
But even then, like you're like just sort of like, I don't know, man. You're like responsible for this human being's life now.
Yeah.
No, it feels like having a child. It feels like having a little kid in an adult body.
But what you do is you put them on a couch and you make sure their head is off the couch. And then you put like either a bucket or whatever underneath that. You put them on their stomach and make sure if they're throwing up, they can go right off of there.
All right. This is
that's what you do.
Good for people.
Do you get fucked up?
No, I don't drink.
You don't drink at all?
I don't like the way it makes me feel. I get sick.
Smart thinking.
Yeah.
I don't like to feel sick.
Probably good.
Take some of those edibles.
Have an edible.
Yeah, have an edible. Would you have a watermelon?
I don't like
edible?
Feeling out of control. I think I have like the opposite problem. I've never been blocked out in my life. Rolling. I've never had more than two drinks because I'm too anxious.
Rolling.
Man, you sound like you need to relax and have a drink. Is what you sound like. Sound
well,
like.
I take like
you want
Ativan.
Yeah, she takes like fucking hard pills.
She's got
no, not
things.
Hard, just Ativan. That's light.
What
it's
is
light.
Ativan?
She's like. Anxiety. Oh. 20 minute hits you.
That's where I met my girlfriend, Ativan. Yeah.
That was something. That was good. It was good. It was no Red Lobster talk.
No blobs.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
I'm thinking about blobs right now, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Thinking about my fucking.
Calm down.
My scampi in the fridge right now. I got two full things of scampi just sitting in the fridge.
You didn't have it for breakfast, did you?
You know, we have seafood coming, right?
We have seafood coming. Why?
What do you mean?
Remember the guy that sent me back from Maine with like 2 pounds of lobster?
And yeah.
He's been hitting up the office. He wants to send
Stop.
A full seafood boil.
He's coming today?
No, but like in the next...
Today?
He's sending it here.
Come on, dude. Don't fucking fuck with me like
what?
That. Dude, I was so
he's
excited
on a roll
seafood
with the
right
seafood.
Right
yeah, the seafood. He's sending a full dude. Seafood boil, I think, like freeze.
What about tuna?
Hell yeah, dude.
All right. Let's see. Does it live or does it die?
Yeah, here we go.
Brazilian edition. Let's go.
Does it live or does it die?
Okay, so I'm going to play this video. This is inside of a store, like a tiny restaurant in Brazil. I'll point things out as they happen. So it's a little weird to follow.
Die.
So this is the wife here. She has a bottle of lighter fluid in her hand. She just saw as she walked by. And her husband is out of the screen over there.
Oh, no.
She's dousing him right now with the lighter fluid.
Hell yeah.
Why does she do this? Is there a reason?
It says at the end that it seems to be something over jealousy. And there she also just lit him up.
Oh, look at her. She's like, burn, bitch.
You know what? It was because he went out with a coworker and she got really drunk and he didn't call her. And that's exactly what that was.
So he ran out on fire.
That's it?
So is he dead?
No,
we
have to guess.
That's the game.
Does it live or does it die?
Welcome to the game. Does it live or does it die?
I mean, I think he lives. I think he's burned, though. He's a burned man now.
Yeah, but he could die of infection. Like,
do you think he's stronger for it? Maybe.
I don't know. It's Brazil. Do they have good hospitals there?
It's Brazil.
It's Brazil.
Yeah, so. Do they have good hospitals?
When I think about it, I'm like, no.
I don't think so. No, I would say probably not. Yeah. Does it? I mean, look, dude, being lit on fire can kill you.
It definitely can.
Without a doubt,
do you
dude.
Feel it, or is it such adrenaline that's what's happening at
depends.
The moment?
It are you? Depends.
I bet you're pretty bummed.
No, I'm
bummed.
Serious.
Are you retarded?
No, I'm serious. When
no,
it Tori. Happens
no, when they're
to
screaming,
you,
no, Tori,
this is crazy.
I bet it hurts.
No,
do you feel it?
No, I'm saying the adrenaline probably takes over.
I bet you it is the worst feeling on the planet.
Well,
Earth.
Really, what kills you for the most part, from what I heard,
the
is when you're on fire. It's not just smoke. It's fire absorbs oxygen. So you actually pass out. As the fire is burning, you what kills you is that you are on fire while you're lack of oxygen, while the fire is just burning it all around you.
I think that I did read something about this recently. What happens when you there's a moment in the burning of your body process where you do burn off all of like your pain receptors.
Yeah. Right.
There's a moment, but it's pretty deep in.
Right. Yeah.
You're deep in.
Third degree burn. It's
on that fucking cusp of death. If you're at the point where it no longer, where you're like, you know what? It's not that bad. In the middle of it.
You're not feeling pain.
You know what? It sucked a minute ago.
Right.
But right now, not so bad.
I gotta be honest with you. I look pretty cool right now. I look pretty fucking cool. check it out. Someone take a picture real quick.
Flame on.
That at your funeral, just like right as you're about to die.
So your chick sets you on fire.
Dude,
like
7 minutes in, it's fucking awesome for 5 minutes.
Let it burn.
Just get up real quick.
So your chick sets you on fire like that. Your first instinct, is it to run out and get off fire, or is it to hug her?
I knew exactly where you're going.
We're dying together, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, oh, man. I'd be like, yo, let's fucking go.
Find us water.
Yeah,
dude, I'm throwing legs in.
All the time. I'm punching and I'm grabbing.
And like a double full Nelson.
Oh, God, yeah, dude. Yeah. That's how you do it.
I have something extra about when you're being burned that's also terrifying. So it says shrinkage and contraction of the muscles may cause.
Oh, you're shrinking your dick gets smaller? Yeah. Oh, no, dude.
In my picture, I got a hole.
Oh, no, dude. No, I swear to God. Yeah. I'm on fire, dude. I swear to God, I'm on fire.
Can you Photoshop a bigger dick on this before I fucking go?
Dude, I swear to God, I'm on fire. Yeah, dude, come on. You can't hold this against me.
It's not normally like this.
So it causes joints to flex and the body to adopt the pugilistic stance, like a boxer stance.
Oh, yeah.
And it also says that shrinkage of the skin around the neck may be severe enough to strangle a victim.
Oh,
whoa. That's awesome.
That's the best case scenario.
So basically the fire did it for her instead of...
Dude. Fire strangulation?
Dude,
strangled by fire? That's an awesome
great
band name.
Metal band.
That's a
strangled by fire. Sounds like Andy Malafarina and three other guys that look like Andy Malafarina.
Strangled by fire. Dude, that's fucking great.
It really hurt.
That's fucking great.
That's pretty fucking solid.
Man, you can strangle yourself by being burned to death? That's fucking awesome. That's
good.
Well, you ever see a Sims character? Remember when you burn them to death?
No.
You never played The Sims? Remember when you burn them to death?
No.
They'd be like,
We're men. We play real video games. No. I played The
never
Sims.
Never dabbled at one point?
Never dabbled in The Sims.
Never did The Sims.
But did they strangle by fire?
Yeah, and you could put them... Strangle them by fire, or you can put them in a pool and drown them.
The Sims were the only way. It was just like you create a world and you watch the world happen.
Yeah. You can't have a mass shooting Sims game?
I don't think so, no.
What?
Maybe not. I don't know. I haven't played in a while.
I watched the Grand Theft Auto trailer and
Am
I the only one? I don't get excited about a video game trailer. So when you watch a movie trailer or a TV show trailer, what you're doing is you are getting a little snippet of the experience. You're watching, you're like, oh shit, this is great. With a video game, I'm going like,
I don't get excited until I see gameplay.
Gameplay, I get a little excited, but even that, I'm not feeling it. What they should do is they should do a fucking demo. The trailer for a video game
should be
like
the demo.
1 minute of you get to literally be that bitch for 1 minute. Yeah. You get to fucking blow up a police helicopter. You get to feel it. People would lose their fucking minds.
Definitely. Are there any girlfriends that don't find their boyfriend playing video games unattractive?
My girlfriend acts like she doesn't find it unattractive, but I think it's starting to bug her a little bit. There's been a few times where she's like, you don't want to hang out with me. You'd rather just stream video games right now. And I'm like, what? I don't care. Get out. Close the fucking door.
Yeah, my chick plays video games.
What?
My chick plays video games.
Oh, so that's helpful.
Yeah.
Same thing. Okay.
Yeah. I don't have a girlfriend.
That's the only way Zach, can come. Zach has to hide a video game controller underneath his dick meat and she has to find it. That's how
that's
come.
Cute.
Yeah, I put it on vibrate.
Yeah,
getting jerked off with a power glove.
My chick, she takes an hour to an hour and a half to get ready every time.
Really? So she wears a lot of makeup.
Wears a lot of makeup, does her hair. She's
got all the time in the world.
Okay.
So that's what I do is when she's getting ready now,
when
I'm
going to
go stream video games.
She can't be mad at you.
No. Exactly.
She's putting on her eyelashes. Yep, what else are you going to do?
That's exactly
it. You're splitting wigs on Call of Duty. Yep, I get it, dude. Exactly. She's putting on that hair. You're fucking taking it off. I get you.
I really love the game. I spend so much time playing it. It's sad.
How many hours?
It's sad.
I get on for a couple hours a day.
Couple hours a day. Do you talk to people? I don't play video games or anything.
Yeah, dude. Now they have proximity chat too.
Yeah,
so
you're
just like, it'll be some little kid. It's like, hey, mister. I'm going to fucking skull fuck you. I'm coming to rape your mother.
You're going to be strangled by fire.
She's like, babe, are you ready?
Dick.
Yeah. I love it, dude. I really love it.
Yeah, man.
It's a fucking bomb.
Do you guys want to know if the guy lived or died?
Yes. did he die?
Well, let's go around the table.
I think he died.
You think he died right there?
No. He ran out and probably something happened. Like there's so much of the footage missing. But I'm going to go die. I'm just
Lori?
I think died in the hospital.
I think he like ran out and then like slid on something
I'm talking about.
Died of something else.
Yeah.
Fire was the cause, but the like
he accidentally ran into like a knife store.
Yeah.
he ran into a fireworks factory.
Yeah.
Another person on fire. Yeah. It's like, oh shit, you too, dude.
He scared somebody who was filling their car up.
Yeah.
What do you think, Lewis?
I think that he died. I think Shannon. There wasn't enough context given with the how long he was on fire. And because of that, I feel like it sort of looks like maybe he didn't die, and I feel like Shannon wouldn't have done that to us. So I feel like this
guy is
dead. I always base it off of what I think Shannon would give us.
Okay, so not even the video.
The video gives us very little.
All right, what's the verdict?
Okay, so this happened on Monday. He died on Friday after being treated for severe burns over 92% of his body.
In the hospital.
Wow. Yeah. Died.
This is a picture
Friday.
Of him. If you
knows about medical stuff.
Oh, look at him.
Damn, dude.
He's pretty good, dude.
He's like, yo, dude, don't take the picture.
And what did she light him over? Cheating scandal?
It's that a jealousy. Here's another interesting twist, so that they did pick her up. They brought her in, and then there was an issue where the judge didn't sign
one of
the forms.
But even the judge didn't want to deal with this crazy bitch? He was like, dude, she's fucking crazy. Yeah. Let her loose.
The judge didn't sign one of the forms accidentally, and so they were forced to, because of the technicality, let her go.
Freddy Krueger clause? Fuck. Damn.
Wow. So she's never going to go to jail, or just right now?
I think she's never going to go to jail.
Stop.
Yo, look at her. Fucking wild. Yo, but
she's
I'll say this.
Don't mess with me.
She did do a good job of like, you know, good on her. That guy's going to have a good open casket, because his face was pretty much unfucked.
His face was pretty fucking good.
Unfucked. His whole body was fucked up, but... Damn.
Wow. Do they own a bakery or something?
A bocce.
I think it was a restaurant.
Oh, a restaurant. Do you think people are still going? Probably more people.
You definitely would.
Yeah.
I would. The guy who got burned to death by his wife.
She's intense. She puts even one-tenth that passion into the way they cook.
That's true.
Yeah.
They should get her at Red Lobster.
Oh, imagine that. Imagine this bitch was at Lobster.
This season, a man versus food.
Yeah. She just boils her husband alive. He's like, I'll get him.
Have his foot.
So let's see. There's a video of I'm still doing Elf on a Shelf for my son. He knows it's not real. I know it's not real. We just don't talk about it.
Great.
What's Elf on a Shelf?
Sorry, the Jews don't know.
Yeah. Explain.
Oh, by the way, my son went to a Hanukkah party yesterday, right?
How furious was he?
So no, he liked it. He's very open minded. My son's very open minded. Went to a Hanukkah party with his friend, and they his friend said to him, he goes, get the green and red out your head. When you come to my party, get the green and red out your head.
Oh my God,
that's kind of a joke.
Oh, right.
And then I was like, you got to tell him, forget the blue Jew when he comes over to our house. And my son was like, whoa, dad, we can't say that. I was like, why can everyone be racist against us? The Jews are racist as fuck. The blacks are racist as fuck. Mm-hmm. It's a fact, dude. Asians, racist as fuck. Wow. Indians, racist as fuck. You can't call... These are all less than people. Let's get real, dude. I am fucking half white and all Christian. So let's get real. And we can't fucking be hateful towards any of these groups of people, or we're fucking, you know, crucified.
Yeah.
I can't believe that kid said that.
Lord.
His dad must have told him that.
Maybe. Which I think it's funny. I was like,
you know what
he should
have said if he said this, like, what was it? Get the green and red out your head.
Yeah.
He should have been like, take a hike, and then fucking got the fuck out.
Yeah. Christ killer.
Sorry.
So what is Elf on a Shelf?
Elf on a Shelf is a little elf that lives on a shelf, and he watches you during the month of December. Oh. So you guys, if you're being bad, he reports it back to Santa Claus.
And you move him every night.
Yeah. And every night, they move into a new position. I saw a really cute one. They had a bowl of water, and they put a little mini carrot in it, and two like little googly eyes that you do for like arts projects, an arts and crafts project.
Right.
And then it had a note, and the elf on the shelf was sitting there. And said, "I tried to bring you a snowman, but he melted." Very, very cute.
Very elf on cute. A shelf.
Yeah, this guy. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very.
And you just move it around the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he does something new every day. The kid finds a new mischievous thing the elf did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sometimes mischievous, sometimes if you're...
Christmas is so fun.
Sometimes, because my son has two elves. He's got at my two. House, because two Christmases. Fuck, he's got his mom and me. We're not together. Wow. So it's fucking, he's got two elves on the shelf. So he's got sprinkles at my house.
And Lamont.
He's only there half the time. He only shows up half the time.
He shows up on the 28th with a fucking carton of smokes. Lamont.
No, what's this other elf's name? It's fucking...
Jesus Christ, what the fuck is the other you don't elf? Even know your son's
no,
other
my,
elf?
My elf is Sprinkles.
No, yeah,
Sprinkles.
Because it was a big one. Deal when they had to get a girl elf.
We had to get a girl elf because I couldn't find a boy elf.
Uh-oh.
And then I lost it, so then I had to go find another fucking girl elf.
And they're not hard to, probably hard to find, right?
A girl elf 2 days before Christmas is hard to find. I'll tell you that much.
Because he moved. The elf didn't make the move.
Yeah, I fucked up.
And so then he realized he didn't have it, and it was like Christmas time, and James was like, "Where's Sprinkles?"
Yeah.
And he had to send, I think it was Paco or somebody?
Yeah, it was Paco.
Had to scour the city. Jorge, was it you?
It was, Jorge, was it you?
Yeah, it was me.
You had to scour the city for a female elf.
Me
thank you, Jorge.
What was that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle all the way.
It was like Jorge.
Yeah.
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way. Me and Straight Black Dylan.
I made him do an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression the
whole
time when he was trying to find it.
FaceTiming
you? Jorge, tell me, do your Arnold Schwarzenegger. Pretend I'm at a department store and you're trying to find a girl elf. You gotta do your Arnold, though.
I need the girl.
Just the girl.
I need the girl elf with the titties that I can squeeze.
Yeah, that was great, dude. So this is what happens every day: is you put this elf.
I need
somewhere
the fat Hispanic woman elf.
Should I get one?
But I told no. This
no.
They won't let me.
Jews,
no.
Jews
they still they'll see the piskin and the
get
boat.
The green and red out your head. You can't have it.
Yeah, sorry,
you can't have that.
I hated being Jewish growing up because of Hanukkah. Hanukkah sucks.
Hanukkah does suck. Right?
I never got really good gifts. I go to my friend's house that celebrated Christmas, and she had the like huge like kid Barbie car.
Yeah,
she's like, this sucks. Yeah. Like, I would like complain to my parents. I'm like, I want a Barbie car.
They would give
car.
You shitty. So I'm doing that tonight.
Yeah, shitty little
tonight
gift.
On Legion of Skanks. I'm doing. So we have Aaron Berg and we have
Voss,
and I'm
phenomenal.
I'm throwing them a Hanukkah party. So I've been learning about Hanukkah all the past couple days, and I'm getting them 8 gifts that they get to choose the gifts that they want, and I have some fun, very traditional gifts.
Wow.
Fun.
What are some traditional gifts?
Yeah, what are your
a dreidel?
A couple. We've got a roll of pennies.
Roll of pennies, okay. Yeah. That sounds good.
I got one of the Manscaped nose hair trimmers to keep their noses
that's
nice.
That's true.
And, so a lot of fun stuff
that's
happening good. On the next
little
Legion
sideburn curlers. Yeah. Side. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yarmulke?
No. Can you give a yarmulke? Is that?
I thought you were like. Aren't you assigned a yarmulke?
No.
That's Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
The sorting.
Jewish
hat.
Harry Potter.
You're thinking of the sorting hat.
Sorry. I knew it was evil witchcraft.
And they're all Slytherin.
I knew it was something.
I knew we know it was dark arts.
I'm sorry. I knew it was some crap, dude.
Professor Snape was just Jewish. He practiced the dark arts.
Voldemorty.
All right. So Alex Jones gets his Twitter
account.
Oh, wait.
We have the video of that little girl and the elf.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Damn, Shannon. I'm not even paying attention to what we're doing anymore.
I got it.
Oh, this is it.
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell is this?
Oh, she's British.
Ugh.
And what is this?
Anything they say is so funny.
Dude, I love when they just like...
Oh, this is not a happy Christmas.
Oh!
Oh my God! First of all,
I don't know about these parents. I'm a little concerned. Yeah. She says hell. She hits the thing.
That thing, it's set up, in my opinion.
Mom,
you think this is set up?
This elf.
I always, if you go into any video that goes viral with through
kids?
And look it through the lens of its setup.
Okay.
And it's a fake. If you look it through that lens at first, it becomes very obvious. The kid just fucking. Her just saying what the hell,
yeah,
yeah.
Her grabbing it and just beating it. It just seems like it was meant to go viral. made that way.
They tried.
Right, they tried.
They tried too hard.
They tried too hard.
Do you film your son? Like doing funny stuff?
Just in the shower.
Just in the shower, okay. Just
made to go viral.
Just trying to, you know, just
viral on the dark web. Website. Yep. Yeah.
Suds on the bubs.
Yeah. He's like, what the hell? What the hell?
For the most part, I don't. I will put him in my Instagram story, which is like disappears.
Yeah.
Certain things like birthdays, I'll take a picture with and put it on my thing.
But you won't make him like do stuff.
No. I don't make him like do stuff to be funny or like do sketches. Like we did it. We did a Legion of Sketch thing. We did a Legion of Skanks thing and my son, Robert Kelly's son, a bunch of like fans' kids were involved in the sketch, which was a fun like experience for them to shoot. Number one, my fan base is fucking psychotic and they make fucked up jokes. Yeah. And it's like his mom gets like really pissed off. So
it's
if I post something,
fired,
I put something on Instagram and some fucking fan makes some fucking fuck, which I get what they're trying to do. Like we just say fucked up shit on these shows all the time.
Yeah.
But then his mom's like, what the fuck? Like, are you out of your fucking mind? Like, cause she's, I have like family members and she's got family members that follow me and then they see it and they're not a part of an edgy podcast world.
Yeah.
They're just some fucking lobster fisherman in Minnesota just fucking just trying to get to
what
and from work every day.
What does my father do?
Oh man.
Oh shit. We're doing fucking good here.
We're doing great.
We're doing good here. I'm going to do a couple more stories here.
Do them.
Doing these longer shows lately. I don't even care. I just let it flow lately.
Let it flow.
Here's the thing. I'm not married to fucking getting out of here in an hour and 10 minutes. Who gives a shit? Just let it flow. You guys happy about that? You pieces of shit?
No.
Lots of great stuff happening.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Lots of great stuff happening in 2024 for Gas Digital. I'll tell you right now, if you guys are watching this for free on the free side of the website.
Oh, free.
That's going away. Man. People are really pissed off about the changes coming to Gas Digital. The things we're changing on the platform are designed to give a better experience to the subscribers that pay to be here, that love the show. We appreciate you guys fucking supporting the show on such a fucking crazy level. And we want to make sure that our priority for the platform itself is making sure that the people that subscribe are getting the content on time, in a consistent way, you know, streams not dropping, no fucking mistakes being made. That's really, really important. So, lots of fun stuff happening. But the free stream on the non-member side, if you guys are not subscribed, we're no longer premiering on Gas Digital. That side of it strains the website. There's other elements involved in production that create like other issues for us. And the reality is I would rather just focus on these live streams being for subscribers. So if you guys subscribe, use that promo code RAP, get a 7-day free trial. You guys, try out the Racist Live Chat. Everyone loves being a part of the Racist Live Chat. And no, the Real Ass Podcast live show is not going away. We're gonna keep it live. I will say that some of the other shows are going to be live to tape because it does make the production job that much easier. And it makes the stress on the website that much easier. We want to make sure that we're giving you guys the show the way you guys want to get it. So some of the shows are going live to tape, but Real Ass Podcast is staying live. I think the Racist Live Chat and the, that's a big part of the personality of this show. I think it being a live morning show as well is kind of fun. So, all right, whatever.
Fantastic.
That's that.
Get to the stories, Lewis.
Shut up, dude.
What stories? I can't stop thinking about the guy on fire.
Guy on fire? He's all right.
Now.
Woman who threw a burrito ball at a Chipotle worker offered a fast food job to reduce her jail time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. What happened here, Shannon?
So I can show you the video of the instance.
Oh, I love these videos.
Here you go.
Other girl is just freaking out. She's like, I'm just a high school student trying to work. Yeah.
Dude, it's fucking Chipotle, you fucking cunt. Shut up.
I mean, I typically side with the customer.
No,
customer's always right.
No, they're not.
But
they're always
right.
Let's see how this goes first.
Do we know the amount of time that it took?
the food. I'll check in the article.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Let's get to it.
That is completely unfucking necessary.
Oh.
A fuck your stupid mother.
Oh, is this?
Yeah, fuck
is
you.
That, who is that?
I don't know. Stupid cunt mom. Who gives a fucking
shit? Who's this old lady who's about to get her ass beat?
Stop throwing shit at fast food places.
Wait, that's her own mother? No.
I think so. Yeah, they kind of have the same face. Yeah,
they do.
She's like, I've had enough of you.
That's
this,
one turd.
This guy's.
How would you even get arrested? Here's the thing. In order to... How bad are you at avoiding the cops? You throw this out of it. The cops, you're gone.
Did you see
not if you paid with a card?
What? Not if you paid with a card.
I don't think I don't think that the authorities.
Either way, yeah, they're not going after Chipotle crime.
Unless she was severely burnt by a piece of fucking
you never know
chicken or something, dude. There's no way they're going to go after the credit card. Find this person, arrest them for throwing Chipotle.
Again,
that's crazy. It was
again,
a food fight. It's
then
hilarious.
Again, I want them to do that. So this fucking dumb bitch has to be publicly humiliated. However, I don't think she should work at Chipotle.
No, she should be in a Chipotle throwing booth.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So it said the reason why they went after her, it seems that whoever recorded this posted it to Reddit, and so it got a lot of attention, and I think that's why they ended up going after her. She ended
up... I got the idea.
She...
Because I don't like... Hold on, I'm just going to show him. Okay. I don't... So I'm eating more edibles. I don't like... most of the time, I don't like customer service people in fast food. It's a very low-level human beings. Let's get real. Yeah. Right?
And Staples,
who
too.
Who are we dealing with, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Don't like it, okay? I think every time you go to fast food... This is a great idea. Okay. You should be able, the person behind the counter should have to get up into above a tank, like one of those dunk tanks.
Yeah.
Filled with the fast food that they serve. You get a ball, throw it. If you hit the fucking thing, they fall into a dunk tank of their own fast food.
See, I in a way, I disagree.
This
because,
seems bad
because,
for people that just
because
make minimum
I have
wage.
To deal with customers all the time for my job. And so
what's your job?
I'm a fucking doorman at a high-end cocktail lounge, and so many people need to be euthanized.
You're a doorman
at a high-end cocktail
like at a
lounge.
Bar?
Yeah.
Like
you're at a bouncer?
Bar. Yeah.
A bouncer. Oh.
You're a bouncer.
I'm a bouncer.
I would, I mean, if you were, first of all, if I showed up and you were the bouncer, I would immediately start making short jokes.
I know, I'd make Puerto Rican jokes right away. I'd be like, look at this fucking guy. I was like, who let you in here?
Do you wear a suit?
I'd be like, look at this little guy.
And I'd be like,
oh, do you need to check my ID?
I sure do. And then when
I'd pick you up and start dangling, kicking your legs.
Yeah. You could do whatever you wanted, you big faggot. I'd just stand
there.
Yeah,
I went elf on a shelf, dude.
And I would fucking...
Wait, you're not that short for... How tall are you?
5'6". But
really?
Again, I'm not even a bouncer. I'm just a door guy. I can't even get physical with anybody. Yeah. But I do kick a lot of people out because they're all fucking pieces of shit. And every guy,
that.
Just
especially
like you,
Philly,
gets mad all the time.
Yeah.
Like, what do you need? What do you mean you need my ID? Just show me your fucking
Wait, the
ID.
Thing I don't get, how does this woman now have a job at a...
Oh, because that was part of her prison sentence, to reduce her sentence, to get to know what it's like to work at a Chipotle.
But I'm assuming this bitch has worked in fast food before.
Yeah
that's
she
why
definitely
I'm confused.
Did.
Who hasn't worked at fast food? Did you work at fast food before?
No, I worked at a gas station across from a fast food place.
Mm. That counts. Zach, did you work fast food?
That counts. No, my only corporate job was the movies.
Did you clock enough hours to technically get paid from fast food, though? You ever work in fast food, Tori?
Not food, no.
Fast what?
Fast sex?
What?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Fast sex, honey.
Fast sex work.
No.
Fuck for money.
Just like a lot of production jobs. PA.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that wasn't.
Jorge, you work in fast food? You have a fast food fucking face, doggy.
Yeah.
What fast food did you work in?
I worked at Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
And at
what
a,
is that? Is that hot dogs?
It's Jimmy Brock Lesnar sandwiches.
It's
Huggies. It's sandwiches.
Huggies.
It's
sandwiches.
Like Big Mike's?
Yeah. Sort of. Jersey Mike's.
Big Jersey Mike's.
That would be an
No, isn't it called Mikey's? What's the subway place?
There's
Jersey Mike's.
Oh, I thought there's another place in like the South just called Mikey's.
There might be.
Maybe, probably.
Anyway.
There probably is a Mikey's out there. So you worked at, what is Jimmy John's?
Yeah, and then when I moved here, I worked at a fried chicken restaurant.
Here in New York,
yeah.
Recently.
Yeah.
Like after you got the job with us, you also worked
before.
In fast food.
Before.
That's how it goes, dude.
At a fried chicken place.
Yeah.
But like one of those like black fucking in the hood ones?
No.
You got to like... there's no way it pays well, and you're playing in traffic, doggy. It's like like a fucking Kennedy Fried Chicken
in fucking
at 168th Street. Like
it's like feeding lions.
Yeah, I mean, literally, it's just the whole place is just bulletproof glass.
Right.
If you go to a place where the entire place, you can only get your food through a bulletproof glass
Like ottoman.
Is an ottoman that literally, because what it'll do, they don't even want to create a hole where you can put your hand in.
Right.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
The first time I went to a fast food place in Philadelphia was on fucking Girard Avenue, and a guy got stabbed an hour before I got there, and they were still mopping up blood.
What?
Yeah.
But that's like 7-Eleven now. It's really, 7-Elevens are really dangerous.
Are they really dangerous?
Or in L.A., they're really dangerous.
I mean...
There we go.
That's what they are.
Yeah, dude.
Hoodville.
Yeah, dude. But see, that one they have a hole.
Yeah, that's a slide. We're talking about the thing
that is a trusting fucking, dude.
That's two.
Right, or sometimes you're right. It'll be like a maze.
It'll be a maze, so you can't get the thing out.
You want your food? Here, motherfucker. Fucking back up.
That's exactly how it goes.
Dude, it's wild, dude. That is a... And then when you're there, you're like, wait a minute. You're ordering food. You're like, wait a minute. I'm on the other side of this glass. I'm on the dangerous side.
That's all they want.
Yeah, it's
keep
wild,
the animals
dude.
Out.
Jeez.
Yeah, really fucking scary. But it's also pretty goddamn good fried chicken.
Yeah,
it's always good. It's always good. It's okay, and it's not Kentucky.
Yeah,
it's like a dollar a piece.
Crispy country. Crispy
yeah, dude, a dollar a piece. Like it's you'll fill yourself up for like $5. Yeah, like,
really?
Like a four piece
What's better,
combo.
This or Big Lobster? Big Lobster. Red Lobster.
Big Mikey. Don't Big Lobster.
Don't piss me off, Tori. Well, Big Lobster, like I'm an asshole.
Big Lobster.
Big Lobster.
No, this is like, back in the day when I moved to New York City, you would be broke. You were so broke.
Yeah.
And you were just trying to fucking, like, all of those little hood-ass bodegas, they actually, the food was solid.
Yeah.
We get a fucking, we get like a Philly cheesesteak type sandwich for like $5.
Because it's the only thing they have people bring it, like it's the only customers they get. It's like if you have bad food, those things will fail immediately.
Yeah, it's like so in the hood, like, you can get a bacon, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup on a roll, stuff for like $2.
$2?
And it's banging.
Yeah.
It's fucking really, really good.
Yeah, they nail it. And then, but then again, they also have the fucking maze for the bulletproof glass.
Like if a guy gets you that after you sleep over... You're like, is he interested? Is he nice?
We get that. First of all, I don't want a fucking girl that even wants to eat bread. If some bitch is trying to eat bread, I'm like, okay, this is.
You don't like girls that eat bread?
No.
She doesn't eat those glue tarts.
That's why. It's crazy. I don't need a bitch.
Because you want her to be skinny?
I want her to be hot.
Yeah, dude.
And I also don't need to be influenced into eating carbs. I get fat very quickly.
Oh, you don't eat carbs either?
I spent the past 4 days eating carbs. It's a problem, dude.
Okay.
I was so good.
I was going to say, you just ate Cheddar Bay biscuits. Dude,
I 4 days in a row just eating shitty. It's a problem. I need a bitch who's going to judge me for eating carbs. She's like, you're eating bread again? Like, that's what I want. That type of energy.
Yeah, that's a good energy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, my mom always, we didn't have carbs growing up. My mom once used to pack us rice cakes as a sandwich, and I just thought that was like normal.
Yeah.
And also I used to have a lot of like fat-free products in the 2000s, and people in high school used to call me fat-free. But I thought that was a good thing because I was like, oh, I'm skinny.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
They're like, fat free. I was like, thank you. No.
My God. Thank you for noticing.
I didn't even know what eating healthy was until I was like in my late 20s. Well, had no idea.
And now you're back at
And now you don't eat
lobster.
Bread.
No bread for the most part.
Yeah. So are you like keto or?
I try to be.
I
feel like everyone tries to be keto. That's always the thing.
Well, that's when I'm my most successful.
Keto.
Yeah. It's when I'm doing low carb. No sugar, no carb, none of that. All right. We gotta go. We gotta wrap this.
Fantastic.
Let's see. Rob Rose said, Skinny Lewis is the worst Lewis. Thank you very much. React simply says, Lewis needs to confront his eating disorder. Thank you very much. All right, that's it. A lot of people talking about your boobs, Tori. They like you. Listen to me, they've created deep fakes of you that are going to last on the internet for a long time now at this point. So,
wow,
Shannon,
okay.
You should warn these girls before they come on the show that what our audience
we shouldn't
does
show. Should I have worn a less tight top? I feel like this is like a Hasidic Jew top.
Yeah, that's very...
this is Hasidic Jew lingerie because it's long sleeve. But it's tight.
You're making these guys shoot acidic goo.
So I don't know. I feel like I'm giving them a little bit of something.
You're giving them a show. No, Tori.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Giving them a show.
Tori's very funny, very hot, very cool. We like it all. You'll be invited back to the show. And I don't say I wouldn't say it. Literally, if it stunk, I would literally just ignore it. Zach wouldn't be looking at you. Zach would turn his body away from you completely.
Do you know, Zach, you once, I don't know if I told you this last time, but you were at open mic once and it was so, this like, 8 years ago, you were hosting at the Stand, and this guy brought his date. He was like some open micer in a suit, like finance guy in the day, And he brought his date. And I remember being like, why the fuck would this guy bring a date to an open mic? And then you went up and he just did horrible and you roasted him. And I was like, good. And that finance fucker never came back to do stand up. I was like, that's what we need. We don't need two fucking good looking finance fucking guys. Anyway, that's the first time I saw you.
That's a great story.
Fantastic.
It was so sweet.
I bullied a man out of his dream.
Do you remember this?
No, I did that pretty frequently.
Oh, you did it frequently. Okay. And at the stand, it makes sense. Because a lot of like bro-y Murray Hill guys would go there. Yeah.
That was great.
All right, you guys are the shit. Love you guys. Thanks for watching.
Having us on.
And people are asking if Legion of Skanks is live tonight. No, Legion of Skanks is going to be airing tomorrow night, brand new time, Tuesdays and Fridays, 8 p.m. Eastern, is the premiere for the new Legion of Skanks this week. All right, you guys are the shit. Thanks for watching. We'll check you next time.
Peace. Later.
That's all, folks.